It's time for TWiT This Week in Tech. This is going to be a wild one. John C. Dvorak and Jolie Odell in the same room. I don't know if we're going to get much tech news, but you're in for a bumpy ride. TWiT is next.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Tech is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT, This Week in Tech, episode 509, recorded Sunday, May 10th, 2015. Lucas, cover your ears. This Week in Tech is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? With ZipRecruiter.com, you could post to 100-plus job sites, including social networks, all with a single click. Screen, rate, and hire the right candidates fast. Try ZipRecruiter with a free 4-day trial now at ZipRecruiter.com/TWiT. And by Audible.com. Sign up for the Platinum Plan and get 2 free books. Go to Audible.com/TWiT2. And don't forget to follow Audible on Twitter, user ID Audible_com. And by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. Because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting Casper.com/TWiT and entering the promo code TWiT. And by Dropbox for Business. Dropbox for Business lets your team sync and share files just like Dropbox, but with IT admin tools that allow you to control and protect your company information. Visit Dropbox.com/TWiT for a free 14-day trial. That's Dropbox.com/TWiT. It's time for TWiT This Week in Tech, the show where we cover the week's tech news. That's all I'm going to say for the next 2 hours, because guess who's here? First of all, John C. Dvorak, Dvorak.org/blog.
Hey.
He's wearing camo today.
Just in case. Can you see me? See my head.
Nice to have you back. And I'm really thrilled to have Jolie Odell back after you dropped out of technology for the fifth time. You retire more often than Frank Sinatra.
I retired exactly once.
Oh, okay. From Read Write Reb. Twice.
No,
Reb.
No. I retired from VentureBeat.
You retired from VentureBeat. You're now at Read Write Web.
Where I was working in 2009.
Where? Oh, wait a minute. That's
She's
right.
Back around.
You had left Read What?
I have come full circle.
Her next job is Mashable.
Ew! Don't.
This is good.
So
I've been trying
last
to get this story out of her, but she
Pete
won't
knows.
Say.
The last I heard, Pete knows.
Yeah,
you
well, Pete knows, but we want the public
I
wants
think
to
I
know.
Have.
No,
I think she just kind of.
No. All she
There's
did
just
was squeal.
No love lost. He was ready for me to go, and I was ready to be gone.
Why, you hated him, or he hated you?
I think the feeling was mutual. Whatever feeling it was, hate is a strong word.
You sure you guys didn't have some sort of attraction, some sexual tension?
No.
He's a good-looking man.
No.
Oh, well, kind of.
He's got those kind of architectural...
He looks like a lot of the drag queens I hang out with now. He's got kind of that fishy face.
I can't imagine why Pete didn't love her.
Huh.
Hmm.
I'm
I
a
hate
lot.
To think, so you I think you look what like you say a, about me behind the scenes.
Well,
you know, he's cute for a
drag queen.
Girl, yeah.
For a girl.
For a girl.
He's not a girl.
This
he's
is already getting good.
You, I mean, you.
Oh, me. I'm cute for a girl.
Oh, yeah.
So Sorry. You last I saw, and everybody, for some reason, people think that I need to know what you're up to. So I get a lot of tweets and comments. Did you see Jolie Odell has retired from technology?
People right? care that you care.
I care about
That's
Jolie.
Sweet
I
did.
Well, I thought you had her banned from the show.
Yeah, I did too.
I banned
come
you.
On.
I banned her.
Come
How come
on.
You keep appearing? I keep telling you, get out of here. You're banned.
you have a short-term memory issue.
I hadn't been on the show for months and months and months and months.
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 Did I?
You
piss
can roll
you
your
off.
Eyes all
Mad
you want.
Madman months.
Yeah, Madman months.
No.
Boy,
no.
what a reference all, that is. I think you and me are the only two guys in the world that got what you
first
just
of
said.
All. No one's ever banned.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean you're going to be on. It just means you're not your band. But most people don't appear.
It doesn't mean you're going to be on. It's a good one.
Well, you
a band implies like you're. Well, actually, there are a few people banned. Your buddy's banned. There are a few people banned. But even Jason Calacanis was on last week. Did you know that?
I saw that show, and I'm actually kind of weirded out by it and the whole thing that I witnessed. Which was all the people that you had on the show. They all had the Apple Watch on, and then you demanded that you'd see the Apple Watch, and everybody went like this with the watch, and it was all that's that was missing was Hail Apple.
That's the new
Hail Apple. Hail Apple.
That's the new fascist salute.
Hail Apple.
Hail Apple.
And they all had to watch, and they all held their arms up like this. Hail, hail. And I'm thinking, holy crap, this is terrible. This is fascism.
Okay.
Hail.
Whatever.
Hail Apple.
You're not wearing an Apple Watch, I take it.
You know what they're launching at WWDC this year?
What are they launching?
Inside Scoop.
Yes.
The Borg.
The Borg?
The Borg.
Can I wear that little thing on my
face
that makes me part of the Borg?
It's the iBorg.
Well, I think in some ways, if you're an Apple fanatic,
you are part of
a community that's Borg-like. I mean, it's not exactly a hive mind, but I think, and you know, this goes back
to like a hive mind to me.
This goes back to the early days, 1984, when it, remember the commercial and the marching IBM?
The Lemmings commercial?
Are you aware of how marketing works?
That was another one. But I understand it's marketing, but I think that people who were Apple fans in those early days.
Why do you have two watches on?
He's not playing favorites.
I am never going to.
He's hedging his bets.
Okay. Because.
Hail Apple.
I hail both Apple and the Google.
That's a horrible looking watch, this thing.
Let me see that.
You know,
they're both ugly as.
I bought this thinking this would be gorgeous.
Ugly as.
This is the LG Urbane. And everybody, from my wife on, has said that is the most ugly thing I've ever seen.
Jolie can barely keep a straight face looking at it.
People,
rose gold hardware
think
is a nice
it
touch.
It looks like I bought it on Canal Street or somewhere. Like it's a $10 clone. But it is the latest Android Wear. It's 5.1. So it has some features that I like a lot that are different.
Can I see it?
Yeah, sure you can see it. It probably look good on you.
I doubt it.
What do you not like? Why do you think this is an ugly watch? Just out of
because it's too big. It looks clunky.
It's 52 millimeters, which, as we know, the Apple Watch is
a huge monster. You might as well have a pocket watch on your wrist.
But you need. Now, see, this is one of my issues with smartwatches: is they are so small, it's hard to do a good UI on them. So sometimes having a bigger watch
on your watch. There were a bunch of notifications, and it looked like a bunch of gobbledygook.
Get off the air is what
that's the weather.
Yeah.
That's the weather.
Hail Google.
This Week in Tech is right
now.
Can
you even read
that? Hail Google.
Yeah, I can read it, but you're right. It's awfully small. Don't say Hail Google. Say OK Google.
OK Google. And by the way, if you do that on the shows, OK Google, it turns on most people's things.
Say OK Google to your watch. It's really funny.
I think it was a good idea to invite you both.
OK. No. I agree.
Hey. What was I thinking?
Do you want to
hug? What was he thinking?
No. OK.
Hail Google.
This is exactly how it was the last time you heard.
The train is off the tracks.
It's off the tracks before it even gets on the tracks.
You said there was no news, so we're just doing our bit.
You know what's funny? Because often figure that when there's no news, we're not going to have much of a show. And invariably, the longest shows are the shows where there's no news because I feel like, well, we should, you know, fool around a little bit, and then it gets out of hand, and pretty soon you got a five-hour show with no news.
Right after that.
And then you're banned.
Yes.
Okay.
This will be the last time anyone will
see Jolie for months, if not years.
Gentlemen, I have something to say.
Yes, dear.
I'm going to say it now.
Please do.
Okay.
Can I see the other watch?
I've been gone from the technology
happened?
Haven't even read any blog articles or anything related to technology. I come back.
Yeah, but you're married to a guy who's in tech, and you're not going to be able
to. You think I talk to him? We're married. So
he's reading
the document about the things we're going to discuss today. And it's the same bull crap as was on the show before.
I know. It doesn't ever change.
Nothing ever changes.
No, it's the same
story. Apple is trying to do stupid crap.
Let me unlock this.
Google is tracking you to your death.
It should be unlocked now.
Oculus Rift is cool.
Google's tracking you to your death?
Yes.
There.
Cradle to grave.
Ooh.
They've got you.
Hail Apple. Hail. Hail Apple.
So the gesture John's using is, of course, the gesture of showing off your watch, which is the same gesture cattlemen use to test whether cows are pregnant. And
they take their watches off.
You probably don't want to wear your watch during that. You may not get it back.
Well, or that it'll stink for like months.
In any event, when you say that,
this
I hadn't thought
of it. Barnyard humor.
Barnyard humor. Okay, go on. I'm sorry. Keep talking, Leo.
What? No, wait a minute. Okay, let's make a deal. If I lean back like that, that means you guys go ahead.
We're not taking this sort of cue.
So,
we're not slaves.
So basically, the rule is going to be that you'll only do it if you can interrupt me.
Well, half this chat room thinks I just interrupt you all the time, and the other half thinks I'm hilarious.
Well, no, everybody thinks you're hilarious.
Uh-huh.
You're beloved. Yeah. You are. You're beloved.
Hail Apple.
And Jolie
What happened?
Yeah, let's get back to Jolie.
When?
What? Look at this. You can't get it off. This thing keeps sticking.
It's a magnet.
Yeah, I got
you know
that
how magnets
part of it.
Were, right?
Yeah. This
so you separate the two, and then you just pull it off. It's not that tight. You're already tired of the Apple Watch?
Yeah, I'm done. Oh, it has an... the passcode comes up again. Does this happen just constantly?
It happens... Okay, so...
Wait. Let me see this.
Here's the deal.
How,
put it on.
With your man fingers, how are you supposed to even...
Well, that's a... I think all watches have the basic problem that it's such a small screen that...
Yeah, your man fingers.
...is difficult with man or woman fingers.
Yeah, women fingers would be just as bad.
The no, issue, we have dainty little fingers.
The way this
adorable.
Works is it knows... Somehow it knows, probably capacitive skin response, that it's on your wrist... So what happens is once you put it on your wrist, you unlock it via the phone using your fingerprint.
Oh, I see.
And now it's unlocked, but the minute it's removed from your wrist, it's going to ask for the pin again.
So you have to use your phone to unlock your watch. Am I getting that right?
Yes. The watch requires the
phone. Is anyone else hearing this?
Now, there's one reason for that. Look at this. If I double tap this, I'm now in Apple Pay. I've got my credit cards in here.
Oh.
Don't you have that on your phone, too?
I do.
Okay.
And the phone also locks with my fingerprint. So the theory is that this is... You don't want this watch to kind of be able, anybody could put it on because then they could use Apple Pay. So it is, Apple Pay is only unlocked as long as contact with your wrist is maintained and you've unlocked it with your fingerprint. I think that's actually
if I change your iPhone to Russian, will it change it on the little thing?
You want to try?
Well, I don't know how quite to do it anymore.
John, it wouldn't be a visit from Dvorak unless you bring baked goods and John changes my phone.
I brought nothing.
She brought nothing but herself.
I have to say, if you're not watching video, you're missing just a stunning Jolie O'Dell. You look
she's very.
Great.
She's always.
You're so kind.
She's always good looking.
I am.
You went bombshell for today, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
She's
actually been
bombshell for a while.
I have.
Okay, so I'm going to ask again. You don't have to answer.
Yes.
What happened?
When?
I don't know.
Isn't this a tech news show? Don't you have some news
months?
For us to discuss? Or otherwise, Jolie's going to take over the place.
No, it's all the same bull crap.
Well, I got that.
Okay, it took me 10 minutes to have a physical breakdown.
We won't get invited back.
What's my heart rate now?
Who cares?
So what happened is I left technology.
Yes.
Because it was giving me fits.
I don't blame you. I mean, it gives me fits. But I can't make a living doing anything else, so.
Well, I can't make a living having fits.
Well, that's true.
So I sat home and I played this iPad game with fish on it for about 2 months. And then my husband told me... No, I did. Didn't I, darling?
I actually believe it's true.
And then my husband told me I needed to do something.
Get out of the house.
Exactly. So I did some charity things and he was like,
that's not real.
That's not real stuff.
Okay. He's back there kibitzing. He said he did not say that.
But
embellishing.
But your husband, Aaron, is very, very well off. He's about 70, 73, 80 years old.
Yes. He's geriatric,
he's
but
geriatric.
We're so in love.
And of course you deeply love him.
Yes.
And the minute he kicks off, you'll have a fortune.
I'll be devastated and so rich.
Aaron's laughing.
If I was Aaron, yes, nervously. If I was him, I'd keep a...
Now I understand the baked goods. You're
How's
trying to kill
How's that coffee
us.
Taste, darling? Okay.
Yeah,
I left technology, and then I got a call from the CEO of Wearable World, which now owns ReadWrite, and he wanted to have coffee.
And you had
when did that
worked
happen?
Before for ReadWrite?
Yeah, I worked for ReadWrite in 2009.
When did that buyout happen, and why?
I don't know, and I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the person with the answers.
What is Wearable World?
It is a sort of incubator for hardware startups. Wearables, Internet of Things.
Well, that's interesting.
How about the trend toward, you see this on some of the trades, of the designer dresses that are using a lot of LCDs, LEDs. And
they're doing so stupid.
I think, what?
Why don't you host the show?
Yeah.
I found a new host.
That's
Chris Perillo, ladies and gentlemen. He happens to be in the audience. Can you put the camera on him?
Chris is lovely.
Haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, come here. We got a new host for the show.
Hi.
You guys just keep talking. Don't mind. Come on over.
Looks like we got a live one.
You sit right there. All right. See, there's the microphone. Chris Perillo, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the show.
Somebody in the chat room says, is it really Chris? I mean, come on, chat room. Of course it is.
What's your name?
Chris Perillo.
Say it real close to the microphone.
Lucas.
How old are you?
Hi, Lucas.
8.
You are adorable, and I like it that you're wearing a Twit pin. Are you a fan of Twit?
My dad is.
Yeah.
In other words, no.
He didn't know that he was coming to this particular show, did he?
No.
No. When you see blasting caps, what are you going to do?
You've ever heard of Willie
no.
Mays?
No, he said it.
Lucas,
don't touch them, right?
Ignore that propaganda. You play with those blasting caps.
Whoa, Lucas, you made my...
Blowing stuff up is
fun.
Thank
you, Lucas.
Wow.
Okay. You ever want to
He's getting mixed messages.
You might as well watch the blasting caps. It's a Willie Mays reference.
Do we have any blasting caps in the studio?
You learned your lesson well. He said, don't touch them. He knew.
I don't know that 9 out of 10 kids would know that.
Well, we showed the Willie Mays promo right before the show. We wanted to make sure all the children watching.
That crazy old promo that was so bad?
Yeah. Don't touch them. Don't touch them.
That's fine.
Right.
Okay.
So, Wearable World bought Weed White.
Wearable World bought Weed White.
So, it's now Wearable World Weed White?
It's still Reed White, right, isn't it?
It's Reed White. They lost the web.
Oh, thank God. Because that
I
was hard to say.
Web.
Read, write,
when I
web.
Got hired, right. I had to practice saying read, write, web, read, write, web. I did over and over.
So they said, go out for it. Let's go for coffee. And they offered you a job.
No. I had coffee with the CEO twice. And then he was like, well, I'll see you Monday. And I was like, the actual you'll see me Monday. I don't even know. So I showed up on Monday. And then he put me in charge of a bunch of stuff.
Like what? Because over at VentureBeat, you were like in charge of all the stuff.
I was in charge of some of the stuff.
Much of the stuff.
She was an editor.
Yeah. At
you say that dismissively.
Wearable World, I am in charge of special operations, special projects. And what I'm doing next is so exciting that I can't tell you about it.
Why don't we just have Kevin Rose on?
May 19th, I will reveal all. Now, what I will tell you is this.
Is it going to have to do with wearables?
I got to preach for a second, y'all.
Preach, y'all.
Y'all. The business model for online publishing is so jacked. It makes
Look
me
at
furious.
GigaHome. Look at GigaHome. This is
exactly.
a great resource.
Now, this
Wonderful
is one of the
stuff.
Biggest reasons I got out of the technology publishing world is because advertisers, sponsors were kind of encroaching on the editorial process to the extent that I felt that all the integrity was being lost from online journalism.
Native advertising.
Exactly.
Yes. It's bullcrap.
Of course.
And so I thought, okay, I can't do this anymore. This is exhausting. I can't come in and keep fighting over, you know, sales and ads and pop-ups and interstitials, which disgust me beyond all measure. So I was talking about this with great disgust to Wearable World CEO Reg Snodgrass, great guy.
That's not his
That's
real
his name.
It's his name. It's a
Reg
real person's name. Reg Snodgrass.
Wow, it's like a W.C. Fields character.
Isn't
I'm
it,
Reg Snodgrass. Pleased to meet you.
But he's such a dynamic weirdo. I love that guy.
How would you like a little cup of coffee, my dear?
He would never say that.
Reg Snodgrass here. Does he talk like that?
No, he talks nothing like
Is
that.
He
he's very earnest.
Is
no.
he British?
No, he's not.
Who would name their kid Reg?
Reg.
Now, are we going
British?
To harp on this
like
name,
Reggie.
Or are we going to talk about the real
oh,
deal?
Oh, now you know how it feels.
So, knowing that I'm back at Read Write, and that I have very strong opinions about sales needing to get out of journalism.
Oh, yes.
That's all I'm going to say for now.
Oh, so there's something coming up.
Well, there
there's
is. Now, in fact, up. As I look and here, I ask, that Wearable World Congress is coming up on the 19th.
No.
And that's Wearable World is putting this together. But isn't now Reed Wright going to become the Wearable World House Organ?
Is this different than Reed Wright Think?
That's not going to happen.
Or Reed Wright, I don't know what, they got Reed Wright This and
You
Reed.
Got the wrong one. Just go to readwright.com. It's not that complicated, John.
Yeah, it seems complicated.
So Wearable World Congress is a... you know what? I was invited to this.
Oh,
well, you
should bailed.
Show up.
Is it in San Francisco?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was invited to this.
It's at the Palace of Fine Arts.
So it'll be, wearables includes obviously watches, but
obviously.
Also Google Glass.
You know what we've got in the Wearable World family?
What?
Scully, that crazy motorcycle helmet.
Scully?
Y'all heard about Scully?
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Show of hands. Everybody, right.
See, we're
two
getting
people.
Some tech news here because Leo didn't want to put any effort into the show.
Yeah, it's my fault.
So Scully is getting ready to ship their stuff at some point in the future, and they're part of the fam.
Okay. How about clothing?
Because
I see you have an
Scully.
Article.
What's the Scully thing? You wear a helmet? You look like where he's got a long stick that sticks out of
no,
it?
No, it's not like a selfie stick on a motorcycle helmet, though that would be badass. It's I actually hated the idea the first time they told me up. It's a heads-up display that goes inside your motorcycle helmet. so that you don't have to. I think it's terribly distracting, but my personal opinions count for bupkis in this world.
So it sounds like, I'm looking at Reed right now, it sounds like what's happening, first of all, wearable world is not in the business of wearables.
It is.
It makes wearables?
No, it incubates companies that make wearables.
But they're having a conference.
This is a hybrid journalism.
No.
Okay.
Wearable World owns ReadWrite, but ReadWrite is its own entity.
It's independent.
The editorial team, they live in this hole in the Palace of Fine Arts.
Really? You work in the Palace of Fine Arts?
Yeah.
How nice.
I know.
I didn't know there was any place there to work.
The Palace of Fine Arts.
Was that around where the Exploratorium was, in that area, in one of those?
Well,
yeah,
in
they
that
moved,
hangar.
The Exploratorium moved out. So,
yes.
Yeah,
they call it
sense.
The Innovation Hangar now. And all the companies, the little companies, they come and they do their technology science crap.
The Palace of Fine Arts, you would think, is a museum in San Francisco, and in fact, it's not. The museum is
the Legion of Honor.
It's called the Legion of Honor,
which sounds nothing like a museum.
Which should be the Palace of Fine Arts, and they should just trade names. But the Palace of Fine Arts was built for the San Francisco Exposition of what was it, 1916, 1912,
or 18,
something
14.
Like that, to celebrate the rebirth of San Francisco after the earthquake and fire of 1906. All of it was built right there on the waterfront, but it was only built to be temporary. But for some reason, this one structure stands today.
Yeah, and they actually have a copy of that in either Disney World or one of these other.
It's really gorgeous.
And do you know what? That building is where my husband and I had our first kiss.
Oh.
Oh.
And you get married right away there? Or
no.
Because a lot of weddings there.
I know. I saw someone getting their engagement photos
yeah,
there.
Very popular.
Okay, so can we talk about the news? Like,
well,
all
we
this
are.
Is
this
so
is the
peripheral.
News. I'm trying to get the. I think there's some news here with wearables.
Gone through some dark times.
Yeah.
And so I think what's happening now
is. Why
kind
would
of a
Wearable
rebirth.
World acquire them? Is it.
I have my own theories.
I have
they want to get in the business of journalism, or are they more interested in
a
house?
No, I
Oregon?
Have a theory.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
It's so they can exploit the journalism side of the business.
You think I would ever let that happen?
Well, that's
John.
Why it's interesting.
I
with
would bite Reg's
said.
Leg off if he tried.
Reg Snodgrass?
Yes, with my
you
sharp
know
little
him?
Teeth.
Is he a big guy?
I am not a big
Define
guy.
Him.
I am thick.
He is a masculine chap.
Very masculine.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't mean he's not big.
Yeah, I got to look him up
he's
now.
He's not. He's normal.
I am so sorry if you
size.
Tuned in this show expecting
what the hell?
A normal
show. Well,
let me take a poll of the chat room. Is this okay what we're talking
that's
about? This kind of
like.
Random
he
stuff.
He doesn't look
that's
like that.
He
because,
like
you know, they're moving all the real news over to the other show.
He looks like he should be on James
Bond.
He's
not afraid to wear pink shirts.
Oh, he looks like a Russian spy. He's a Russian spy.
That's
I got
from
it.
The video we made for what we're doing.
Okay, everyone thinks that we're doing fine. Except the one guy, this one guy.
Well, we booted him.
Which guy?
The Trumolo or whatever his name was. He's off. He's scrolled off.
All right.
Oh, somebody else said no.
So, okay, please.
And
stop.
Somebody said no boring. I mean, who is this guy? Get rid of him.
No boring?
Boot him.
There's nothing boring about this show.
Would you mind if we did an interstitial right now?
Yes.
I know how you feel about interstitials.
Let's do it.
There's another
you
one.
You got to pay the bills.
But I got to pay the bills, and Reg Snodgrass ain't writing me no checks, so.
He's not writing me checks either. I do it for free.
What?
I got a $1
Aaron,
salary. I asked
Aaron, was
that.
This what you had in mind when you said get a job? A dollar?
The answer is no.
So you're doing charity work.
And burlesque to pay the bills.
Do you do burlesque?
No, I wish.
She wishes.
I wish. I could never get away with that.
Why not?
Because.
Don't goad her.
Come on.
All right, a little
come
later
on.
She is a very
I wish
proper,
I could,
prim and proper. She would
you
never.
You know I'm not. The thing is, I wish I could.
Is.
But people would assume that means I'm untrustworthy and not
it's
intelligent
true.
And kind of
they would
skanky.
Assume, yeah, they would assume
I
you're,
was,
you're just,
yes, that would be bad.
Yeah.
That would be not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have your image.
Yeah.
You, Leo, on the other hand.
You could do it.
I could do burlesque.
But we're going to ask you to.
Banjo, a stupid hat, and a red nose.
And pasties.
Well, I'm
with
telling
a
you,
tassels.
There's a gif going around about it's impossible.
Okay. If you're going to be a hoe, don't do the pasties. Do this.
I'd rather do this ad, if you don't mind. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
I thought you were going to have one more person, and otherwise you wouldn't be badgered by the
can
two of us.
Can you imagine another person here? What would they do?
They would maybe. There we go. Oh, and the red nose.
Get it on there. Okay.
Well, I got
whose idea was
I'm
this?
Supposed to be messaged by somebody. I gotta get
the yeah, go check
people.
Your messages.
Okay.
Our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter. You know, actually, Jolie, if you were looking for a job that actually pays more than a dollar a year, you might want to visit ZipRecruiter.com. This is the place for people who are looking for work and for people who are looking for employees. You know, the internet has transformed searching for work. I mean, there are job boards upon job boards, but which one's the right for the person? The right one for the person you're looking for? You know, posting your job in one place these days is not going to find you the candidates you need. When you're short-staffed, you don't have time to deal with a dozen different job sites. You need ZipRecruiter.com. One click of the mouse posts your job to 100-plus sites, even Twitter and Facebook and Craigslist. So when you're short-staffed, this is the place to go. You're going to have the highest possible chance of finding the perfect candidate. Now, you might say, well, wait a minute. I'm worried about getting a lot of results. Don't worry, because the emails don't come to your inbox. The phone calls don't come to your phone. All of the applicants come into the ZipRecruiter interface where it's easy to screen them to find the right candidate fast. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 companies. Now, we've used it, and it's been great, and you can try it for free. If you're a business owner, your company's only as good as the people you hire. Get the right person fast. ZipRecruiter.com/twit. In fact, we got a 4-day trial waiting for you, free. ZipRecruiter.com/twit. 100-plus job boards with a single click of the mouse. I think you're going to like it. It's been a boon for us. John C. Dvorak is here from NoAgendaShow.com. Jolie O'Dell from ReadWrite.com.
Yes.
Where your job is unspecified, but you're only getting paid
special
a buck.
Special projects. I am witch and an assassin.
You're doing this because there's going to be some very interesting opportunity coming.
I'm doing this because I owe ReadWrite as an organization for everything good that's happened in my career.
So that's good for you. I think that's great.
That's great.
Let's talk. Boy, there's a lot coming up later this month, Google I.O. And, of course, shortly after that in June, WWDC. Let's start with WWDC. Apple is expected to announce its Beats software. You know, they bought Beats. It's almost been a year now for over $3 billion. And there was a question in my mind. First of all, I thought this is a bad rumor. No way they would buy Beats.
Seemed too stupid to be true.
It hardly seemed possible. Then it became true, and it was Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine who got offices on the Cupertino campus. I don't think Dre has spent a lot of time there. Iovine, maybe. Turns out it wasn't so much the headphone business, although Apple is selling Beats headphones, in fact, updating them. They have some new phones that people are saying are quite good. I haven't tried them. But the streaming music business, that seemed to be what Apple really wanted. So we expect June.
Which is odd.
Why?
They owned the market for sales.
Wasn't going to continue, don't you think? Well, actually, this is an interesting point. So you're right. iTunes was the place to buy music, not just digital.
How hard would it have been for them to buy some code and transition to streaming? I mean, do they want the hip-hop audience, I guess? I mean, that's the only reason I could think them going with the other group. And that wasn't that successful.
No. In fact, when they bought Beats, it was well under 200,000
Why didn't they buy Spotify or something else?
Yeah. Well, now, as it turns out, Spotify would have been a bad bet. They've just released their – they're losing more money this year than last year.
Apple can afford it.
Yeah.
Well they can afford Beats. Jay-Z and Rihanna and a bunch of people announced that they're getting an artist write that thing.
So, and Tidal has an exclusive tonight, by the way. Prince is giving a concert in Baltimore, benefit for Baltimore, and Tidal has exclusive rights to stream it. We'll be streaming it for free. This is one of the things Apple does not like. In fact, they've gone to the labels, apparently, asking them, stop giving your music to services like Spotify that offer free streaming. And the theory is
that sounds healthy for competition.
How is that working out for them?
Well, in fact, they're getting investigated now.
Oh, no.
The federal government says, you can't do that. You can't, you can't do that.
Hail Apple. They have never really paid much attention to the rules.
No, they haven't. That goes back to Steve, who with the stock option grant where they backdated stock options.
They should have cracked down on these guys.
He knew it was illegal, but did it anyway. It also, remember, he was the guy who encouraged other Silicon Valley companies to do non-competes, to not try to hire poach each other's employees. That's a violation of antitrust law. In both cases, Steve got away with it.
Of course. Hail Apple.
Yeah. Maybe you think that's just in the corporate culture? It's like, rules aren't for us.
I don't know. We've been pretty lax in this
country. Taste in my mouth, worse than this energy drink.
Well, they are being investigated. The question is, will there be a free tier? Probably not to Beats. That would make sense, right? That's going to be paid only. But what could Beats do? I'm asking the two wrong people because I'm guessing neither of you really listen to streaming music.
I do.
Do you? What do you listen to?
Well, I use Spotify and Pandora.
Pandora and Spotify.
I pay for both of them.
Those are the big two.
Yes.
Me too.
I'm a customer.
I use Pandora, pay for Pandora, but I use Google All Access Music.
I still listen to CDs too. Yeah. I'm that guy. I have tapes.
Ah, tapes.
You know what
and
I
records.
Just,
lots
you know
and
what
lots
I
of
just
records.
Bought?
I just bought some records. Albany, California had the whole town was garage sale day.
Port Costa is doing that in a couple weeks.
There's not as many people there, but. I went around and found some guy had a huge collection. Some hoarder, old lady, it was 101. She left a bunch of 78s.
Oh.
So I grabbed as many as
I. Do you have a player that would play this?
I have a Thorin's, one of those radio station ones.
And it goes 78 RPM?
All the Thorin's do. That's the ones they used to use on the, you know.
Remember, they have a
clutch. I got it from KALX. They had a big pile of them when I was working there.
We're talking about the big heavy 78s,
man, those
right?
got to sound good.
Yeah. You know, I used to and play those threw in my grandma's Victrola.
Oh, I have one of those crank ones.
Yeah, we do.
Those
too.
Are cool. But anyway, so the Thorin's, they had a big pile of them. They were giving them away. Actually, they were throwing them out. You would want one of these.
I do want one.
It's got, you know, with the pad, the felt pad. You could just.
I would love it for my radio station over here.
Yeah.
I have everything you need except cart machines and turntables.
Yeah,
those are the two things I need.
Well, anyway, so I have one of those and I can play the 78s.
Do you?
Yes, and it also.
Have you hooked the Thorin's up to anything?
It would also play 16s.
Which you want a 16
because
RPM
I have a huge now I sound like an idiot.
No,
or a maniac.
You're good.
So
no,
I bought just another garage sale find. Somebody had it was like a bunch of Hypnosis discs.
Okay, we've crossed the line here. Josh.
At 16 RPM, and you're supposed to play these things, and you can listen to
when you awake, you will feel
exactly
wonderful.
And you can't get that on Beats.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. You
cannot, or Pandora, for that matter.
I don't know. They're kind of sketchy.
Anyway, so you use Pandora and Spotify,
yes,
and you like it?
On my Sonos system.
On Sonos, yeah. I use Sonos.
Yes.
John, you're a Sonos guy, too?
God, no.
Have you hooked your Thorin's up to your Sonos?
I hooked the Thorin's and some old tapes to move some stuff around on right into the computer.
You have a reel-to-reel?
I have a bunch of them, actually. I'm going to sell most of them.
Bunch of them.
Can I
do
one?
Because I started buying them.
I'll buy one.
Because I have enough. You know the one I have that's really cool? I have a reel-to-reel that also records and plays 8 tracks, and you can move the 8-track to the reel-to-reel.
Ladies and gentlemen, 50 years ago in tech.
I mean, that's got to be – if you listen to these guys who are always moaning and groaning about lost media, I got an 8-track recorder.
Oh, no, you don't want that. You know who I talked to, though, on Mondays? Neil Young. We did a Neil Young on Triangulation.
Yeah.
And I mentioned my favorite recording of his is a live performance he did in 1971 at Massey Hall in Toronto, just him and a guitar. It's beautiful. It's considered a classic. He said, yeah, that was recorded on a 2-track analog tape.
Yeah, an Ampex,
probably. Probably, yeah. And but I think he even agrees that analog is the best. A great high-speed tape would probably be the best reproduction or a shellac.
Of course he's going to say
except for
that.
One thing.
What?
The surface noise. It's out of control.
Well, he said, if you're in the car and the wind's blowing, you don't
yes,
hear this.
It's a fact. No, I agree with
Neil
that.
Neil Young is just a little nuts about that kind of thing.
He's, of course, selling the Pono player.
Right.
You know what I bought, though, the other day? I got convinced, Evan Katz, I blame you. He's an attorney in New York City. There were only, I think, 26,000 of them made. The Beatles released, because I was complaining to Neil, I said, why haven't the Beatles ever released anything more than CD quality of their music? And Evan told me they did. They released a metal Apple with a USB thumb drive in it that had all of their albums. It was the 2009 remaster at 24-bit.
Oh, nice.
44.1 sampling, but 24-bit.
Okay.
So I bought it.
That figures.
Of course.
Should come sometime soon. Don't know if I'll hear the difference.
Probably not. You're too old.
Yeah. It's to me, it's more this spirit of having, like, studio masters?
You just love to spend money.
But all the Beatles stuff was recorded on reel-to-reel. So obviously, unless you can get the reel-to-reel or some sort of analog version of it, you're not going to get the best quality. But apparently, when they remixed in 2009, they did digitize. Obviously, they did for the CDs.
Yeah, but
CDs.
Still off of the, and then they have to filter. I mean, people that
they have to process it like crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be ruined.
And they're old tapes. Yeah.
Real music fans. not audio nerds. You go out to concerts,
shows.
Blow your ears out, and then it doesn't matter. You can listen to the dirtiest vinyl album in the world. Oh, this sounds great.
Yeah.
I've always wore ear protection.
You always wear ear protection?
I always wear.
Even when you were young, like in 65?
Curiously, I worked in...
Cocktail napkins right here.
Well, curiously, when I was a kid, because during that era, I could get work during the summer.
Yeah.
And I worked in factories, sheet metal shops. Had to. And so they trained you to wear ear protection and take salt tablets. And so I got...
And I still do both.
I don't use the salt tablets.
Do you take salt tablets at every concert?
No, I don't take salt tablets
at
a concert.
What are the salt tablets for? Help me.
Apparently, in a lot of factories, it's so sweaty. You sweat a lot, and they want you to replenish
your
salts.
They don't want you to pass out.
Otherwise, you'll pass out. That's true.
I'll keep that in mind for the next time I go out dancing or something with groceries.
Actually, probably not a bad idea. But anyway, so the ear protection. Then I discovered a couple of things. One, when I was working at Union Oil, I discovered the fiberglass ones made by Bilson.
And can I still get those? Because I need good earplugs.
Get the well. There's two kinds. The fiberglass ones are outstanding.
Yes, right now.
The
fiberglass effect.
And then there's a couple of them that have a little hole that has a little tube, and those are like professionals use those.
That's because what you don't want to do is muffle it. You want to
You got to attenuate.
You want full frequency, but you want it attenuated.
Attenuate only.
Yeah, that's tricky. That's why cocktail napkins aren't the choice of audiophiles everywhere.
That's a problem.
They're muffling.
No, that's what rock stars do.
Really? Yeah. Nowadays, they all wear the ultimate ears anyway. They're sealed, right? But I, as a young man, sat in front. I would go to concerts and sit right next to the speaker. I liked the
your whole body vibrates.
Your whole body moves.
You get into it. You
but
mosh.
As a result,
you're a mosher, right?
No, we didn't have moshing in my day.
Let's play along, we waltzed. Leo.
Yeah, well, I would mosh.
You waltzed?
Yeah. I waltzed.
Occasional foxtrot.
A mazurka. Okay.
Okay, let me think again. Where was I?
Yeah,
we were talking about
took you off the tracks once again.
And do you want to talk about Apple and DNA? Because I thought that was disturbing.
DNA?
Apple is working with U.S. researchers to offer DNA testing via research kit. It says it right here.
Well, this was a big deal they made at their announcement of the Apple Watch was that they were going to do partnerships with big hospitals to create something, a free open source product they call Research Kit, which you can get on your phone. And the idea was that, for instance, you'd be monitoring people who had diabetes or were getting diabetes. You could monitor movements. You could use the watch to monitor things. The problem is, as far as I can tell, none of this is in my watch. I don't know how you get it in your watch. I think what really happened with Apple...
Do you know that it's not in your watch? Do you know?
Can I see that watch again?
Don't touch it, John.
You can.
It's rigged.
You can.
You have to unhook the thing.
We did the monkey.
The monkey?
The monkey.
Well, not the mashed potatoes?
Not mush. You're a punk girl. Weren't you a punk singer? Weren't you in a punk band?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the mosh pit, right? Everybody stands in front and they go, "God save the queen!" And they go like that.
And they jump.
Yeah, something like that.
Exactly like
that.
Can you show me?
Let's mosh.
I'm wearing John, like 6 inch heels right now.
No. This is, and you complain about what
no,
we do.
No, last time I moshed in heels, I ended up falling down because some idiot spilled beer in the middle of the mosh pit.
I hate it when that happens.
I know, right?
But don't you often fall down in a mosh pit? But that's okay because it's so tightly
packed. No, you
don't.
If you fall down in a mosh pit, you die.
Ooh.
You get stomped.
Ooh.
So you stand up in a mosh pit. I don't care if someone elbows you in the solar plexus. You just keep on trucking.
Well, I have a permanent ringing in my ears as a result of sitting next to speakers. Tinnitus, right?
Oh, you have tinnitus?
Yeah.
Permanently?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I'm hearing ringing
right
now.
If you chew gum, it helps a little bit.
That's just
chewing gum, really?
Yeah. That phony baloney thing on television where they say, "Oh, it cures tinnitus," it's just gum. You chew on gum, you won't.
Because you're working your jaw or something?
I don't know why it works. I don't have tinnitus.
Anyway, Neil Young's known for having bad hearing, having hearing loss.
How did we get back to Neil Young? We were talking about DNA.
I love the guy. It was kind of really a treat. To talk to him. I mean, God, he's like a legend.
He is a legend.
I got to interview Pauly Shore once.
Very similar.
So similar.
Very
similar.
Same guy.
Almost.
You wouldn't know the difference if they looked similar.
I did get Lemmy Kilmister one time. He was so incoherent. It was a wonderful chat.
Pauly Shore must have just been hitting on you nonstop.
No, he was like...
Let's face
it. I was talking to him about some technology thing he was doing. He's like, "Yeah, I don't really know."
I hate it when they do that, when they trundle out celebrities to, like Ashton Kutcher or somebody, to talk about technology, and they don't know. They're witless.
They're brainless.
They don't know.
And I just had to be like, "Okay, Pauly, so tell me, do you like YouTube?"
Yeah.
And then
did he know about it?
talking about his Funny or Die project. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be able to publish any of this, but yeah. keep talking, Paulie. Yeah.
What's your code here?
Just keep no, just put it on and I'll unlock it for
you. You never get the four digits. Okay, no one at this table is going to get that reference.
I didn't get the reference. What?
Get the four digits?
Yeah.
Because we're old.
She ain't ever get the four digits.
What was it? Say it again.
Damn radio. She ain't ever get them four digits.
Is that a rap thing?
Yes.
You got
it's hip hop.
There's something about people your age.
33?
I don't even know what your age
33
is.
33 and a third. 33, the magic number, by the way.
I'm 33 and two thirds.
There's something about people your age who really love the rap music, the hip hop. They've really got
the love the hip hop. That rap music, the hip hop they're playing there on the radio. People your age love it. They love the hip hop.
We surely do.
I turn into Reverend Huckabee. All right.
I don't know what you put up with this. I'm waiting for the unlock.
Oh.
So how in the world would anyone want to turn their DNA over to any company?
Right.
Especially to Apple.
I actually.
Any company, any corporation.
I volunteered.
True. I agree.
Of course you did.
For the personal genome project. No, not for Apple. I wouldn't give Apple my. But do you know about the personal genome project?
Yes.
This is actually, is that what it's called? I think it is. This was actually, I think, Harvard Medical School's doing it, okay? Personalgenomes.org. They founded this in 2005. This is all about helping humanity by giving your genome and not just your genome, but answering a lot of health questions.
Well, I trust Harvard.
I don't trust them.
Apple.
I don't trust Harvard either.
Well, I don't know why you would trust one or not the other.
They're going to share it with the government, I'm sure, but like...
The idea of this, and Esther Dyson did it. I applied. They never accepted me. You pay them to do a full genome. This is not the 23andMe, like, little, you know...
Phony baloney thing.
Yeah, this is like the full genome. You have to do a lot of questionnaires, and then they make it public with your name.
Oh, not good.
Well, the reason is they said, look... You don't want to worry about whether somebody gets this information.
So we'll just release it.
We can't promise you.
That way you don't have to worry.
That is literally exactly what they say.
Okay.
The data is given to any researcher who wants it with your name. And the reason is there is a huge value, if you think about it, matching the genomic information with the lifetime health record. Because you can start to make, and if they get enough people, this could be very valuable. Most people, I understand none of you would ever want to do this, but Esther Dyson has done it. A lot of people who say, look, I live in public. I wanted to do it because, you know, I'm at the point in my career where I'm not worried about insurance. I'm going to die soon anyway. So now somebody did bring up, this is an issue for your kids. Don't forget, by giving your genome to these guys, in a way, you're telling them something about your children, and I hadn't thought about
and
that.
Your parents.
And yourself.
My parents, you know, but myself, I'm not worried about it because the idea is this is altruistic. Yes,
so
of course you're
losing. So what is the end? Is it like some
the
modern
end
version
is,
of eugenics?
Well.
Yes.
Yes. So we're just weeding the flaws out of humanity?
No.
You got it.
You know, I have something
she should be
to
listening
share
to no agenda more.
That I've shared with my internet community. I have bipolar 1 disorder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there's a difference.
Are you on medication for that?
I'm on medication, absolutely. I'm extremely stabilized. But you would be getting rid of people like me and all my flaws and quirks.
What if?
You just start weeding out every weird thing in the
human. And we don't want to get rid of. In fact, there's a wonderful...
I mean, I would love to live without it, but
Kay Jameson wrote an incredible book about bipolar 1 and how that, in fact, many of the great artists and creative geniuses of our time...
Talking about, you know, Bill Ziff had it.
Yeah, because this
sure,
manic
like,
period
Mozart
is a great,
and all those guys
exactly,
it's
a great
it.
Productive period.
Very.
But it is, of course, a very dangerous disease and needs to be controlled, obviously.
Yes.
But you're right. You don't want to weed out the quirky nature because you might eliminate a Van Gogh. And you don't want to do that. But wouldn't it be great if you could find a genetic component in this that would help with treatments, that would help? I agree. You probably don't
it's
want eugenics. You don't want to say to a parent... A pregnant woman, okay, let's take the genome and see if there's bipolar 1 in there because
at the end of the day, your insurance company jacks up your rate. That's what this is all about.
But as you, I'm sure, know, Jolie, it is a combination. We don't know what the cause is. It's probably a combination of genetic and environmental triggers.
Yes, it is.
And you have maybe had a disposition toward it. And in fact, they generally say...
My parents are both damn insane.
Yeah. Generally, they say if there's not a family history of it, it's unlikely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so there is a genetic component, but it's also often triggered by environmental circumstances.
Absolutely.
So it wouldn't necessarily... But it might, if you knew that, you might avoid those environmental circumstances. You might be more proactive. You might learn as a kid, you know, ways of dealing with it. I think this is a... Well... You're going to say it's the insurance companies wanting to, find people.
That's one
of the reasons I wanted to volunteer, because I don't care. If an insurance company banned me because of that, that's life. It's a contribution to society. Anyway.
No, it's not.
They didn't accept me, so it's not.
Well, you're lucky.
Maybe I am. I don't know. I think someday
you're going to realize that you're lucky.
Do you think if we had perfect genetic information and we were able to say certain things were causes for alcoholism, that would be a societal problem, that it wouldn't be of a benefit to society?
I think their privacy is more important than all this
stuff. Sprouted a dog.
Yes. Sprouted.
Mr. Barkley.
I mean, I don't know. It's one of these little points.
You don't think that there's some value to that?
I really don't think so. Nah.
But see, all these
As humans, we've done all right so far. Why learn?
No, I don't think that's it. That's a kind of you just said that to be snide.
You can weed through the genetics. You can't weed through all the triggers. And we'll come up with new ways to be effed up.
Good.
Unless
so
we fix our
to fear.
Society. No, there's lots to fear. Lots and lots and lots.
No, I understand. I do understand the argument. I think it's a legitimate argument. We don't want to...
All
we
my
wouldn't
arguments
want, what
are
if,
extremely legitimate.
Van Gogh had been aborted, that would be a great loss to humankind.
Those sunflowers.
He would have been on the list, that's for sure.
He would have been on the list. What about that Beats?
No, we're good. Come
can
on.
Get away from
find something
Beats.
Else. I want to tell you something about this thing of yours.
You mean the watch?
Yeah, the watch.
We've been talking about Apple for like
we
an
could change
hour.
The subject.
Let me, I just
yeah,
clicked on one of the things. I'm going to say this. So the Apple Watch, I clicked on the New York Times, and this is the value of this watch. It gave me an right at the top.
Right at the top.
Tampa Bay has taken Jameis Winston with the top pick in the NFL.
Wow.
What kind of news is this?
Well, I agree. It's not the most interesting.
Well, it's not the most recent.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
a
the
week
draft's
ago.
Over.
It's been long
What's
over.
What's that doing on there?
It's on there because you have the New York Times on here.
Yeah.
That's what
they consider that a story, huh? Mustn't have refreshed.
And there's a picture of him. And now I'm going to go to story number two. News outlets in Germany say that the spies helped the NSA monitor.
I got a big
European
story
allies. This is a 2-month-old story.
All right, it's
this
not
is
refreshed.
A scam.
All right, God, I'm just really I'm sweating now. I don't
take some salt pills.
I need some of those Bilson earplugs and some
that
salt pills.
Yeah,
quick
you
stat.
Made.
Our show today brought to you by something you don't like.
I like everything.
And you never listen to audiobooks. You like those?
I can't read.
You know who?
She can't read.
No, I just.
Can you
I'm
listen?
Bad at listening. No, I don't read and I don't listen. I just look fabulous.
You do look fabulous.
Thank you.
That'll get the chat room going. It takes a while for them to catch up. They're actually about 10, 20 seconds behind the show.
It's a drinking game.
There's a couple
We're
of drinking,
a drinking game.
Yes.
Is there a bullcrap drinking game? Because you say that one a lot.
You know what it says here on my...
You say bullcrap.
On my... See, this is a good point. On my Android Wear, it says Dewey has won the election. So I think...
Yeah.
I think the Apple Watch wins.
Yeah, you're right.
Our show today brought... If you see, I can't read. A couple of things. First of all, my eyesight. I started getting the New York Times. Are they making it smaller?
Mm-mm.
No. I can't read it.
Magnifying glass, my friend.
I'm going to be like my grandpa with a magnifying glass. And then I try to read books at night. I love books. I really love books. I'm trying to read at night and one page.
I do that.
Of course. It
drops you right to sleep.
Puts
it's great.
Right it's great if you want to go to sleep, but
yes.
What if you want to read a book?
Well, then don't go to bed.
No, Audible saved my life because there is plenty of times you're in the car. I had a 2-hour-a-day commute. Or you're at the gym. You're on the treadmill. I spend hours every day on the treadmill, as you can see. Thank goodness for Audible books, audible.com, because it is a great, when I started being an Audible subscriber, and I've literally been a subscriber since February 2000 for 15 years, that changed my life. Suddenly I'm reading in the car, I'm reading books. I was talking to Daria Rose, Kevin's wife. She listens to 5 books a month because suddenly you have access to this stuff during the times when you couldn't hold a book.
Summer tomato.
180,000 titles on Audible. When new books come out, audiobooks are so big now, they come out, of course, day and date with the publishing. So you're going to get the bestsellers, the new Nora Roberts, David Brooks. That's a good one, The Road to Character. If you read that, he's a right-winger like you.
I'm not a right-winger.
I'm sorry. Hacker Mom, how about this? Austin Rachel's stay-at-home. She's as a stay-at-home mom with an adorable 4-year-old son. Becky Taylor knows she has her hands full, even though she's juggling her husband's important career ambitions, competitive playgroup moms, and a sister who won't stop reminding her of the dreams she once had to fight for social justice. Becky still feels something is missing when she discovers a disc with damaging information about a mega bank. Becky begins covertly moonlighting for one of the world's most controversial websites. I read The Circle on this. I listened to The Circle on this. It was awesome. John C. Dvorak. John Slonina. His favorite series is The Otherland series by Tad Williams, and it just appeared on Audible. I'm listening to book one, City of Golden Shadow, and you're right, John. It's amazing. It's about virtual reality. Of course, it's a sci-fi book, so it's the future when virtual reality is perfected, or is it? This is to be a great one. So here's the deal. You're going to get two books. You could get the first two of this. You could get one of these and another great book. There are unlimited great books at audible.com, 180,000, and I've got two of them free for you. Wait a minute. There's a new Neal Stephenson just came out. Oh, no. May 19th it's coming out. I got to put that on my pre-order list because I am a huge Neal Stephenson fan. Seven Eves. So the best way in the world, that's 31 hours and 55 minutes. That's a nice long book. I like long books. The best way in the world to read at the gym, when you're driving the car, walking, when you're walking Barkley, audible.com. If you go to audible.com/twit2, you're going to get two books free. You'll be signing up for the Platinum Plan. I do recommend becoming Steve Jobs. I just finished that. I cried all over again. Actually, you know, there are so many good things. It's hard to choose. I can't wait to read Eric Larson's newest. He's the guy who did The Devil in the White City. His newest is about the Lusitania, Dead Wake. I know you like history. This would be fascinating.
Lusitania,
Great stuff. Audible.com/twit2. Two books free and the Daily Digest of the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, so you don't have to read that tiny print anymore. I want you to take advantage of it today. A free audiobook of your choice. Two of them awaits. Audible.com.
Search and see if they have Sophocles.
Sophocles?
Yeah, I'm reading a book.
Sophocles?
Yeah, I read it.
You want Antigone?
Let's see.
Oedipus the King?
Oedipus the King I like. Antigone I like.
So,
but do they do the voices?
Sure, it's full cast. So that's what you're looking for on Audible. When you see full cast, that means it's a full... It's
a bunch of people.
You want to listen to
it's
a little
like
Sophocles?
A radio play.
No man disputes your power, but rule over the living.
What's also great, they have the great courses on here, which are those great college courses, the best college lecturers. And I bet you they have a great course on, let's see, philosophy or literature. What do you think? Cultural Literacy for Religion, The Entrepreneur's Toolkit, Einstein's Relativity, and the Quantum Revolution, Modern Physics for Non-Scientists. These are great. These aren't books. These are courses, lectures, and I have loved
these. The Vikings.
You want to know about
the
Vikings?
We come from the land of the ice and snow. Yes.
Anyway, audible.com/twit2.
I don't know what happened. Surely we can
come
pull
on.
This off.
John, no. You can do it. You remember them? John,
I don't. That's the point. I've never heard this.
Come from the land of the ice and snow.
I never heard of this.
The hammer of the gods will drive our ships to new lands. Okay, we're done. We're done with this.
Yeah, go hail apples, Ben.
Where the
hail
hell is apple. This show going?
Well, now you ask.
No, the show is fine. It's almost over.
It's like the Lusitania.
You're so dark.
Okay, we're back.
This isn't the Halloween show, Leo.
We're back.
Second Circuit Court of Appeals Thursday rules that the mass collection of telephone metadata is not authorized by the Patriot Act Section 215, as the NSA believed, and is in fact illegal.
Who cares?
Do we think this will go to the Supreme Court?
Absolutely. I don't think the government's going to let this sit.
No, because they like the idea of collecting just random data.
So
useless.
After, John, you tell me.
This is all for blackmail purposes.
You know
after
who
the
I do
Second
trust?
Circuit, is it the Supreme Court next?
Yeah.
Because this is the second highest court in the land. So
this is second, third, fourth. They're all in that same
league.
Yeah,
but the circuit courts are one level below
Supreme. I believe so.
I think so, yeah. So, yes, I guess I would guess the government would then go to the Supreme Court, giving them yet another important case for these aged justices.
The Supreme Court's not going to put up with this.
Hey, they're aged, but RBG is awesome. I think she's
proven. Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
She got drunk and fell asleep at the State of the Union.
It was great.
She comes out, just slaps everybody over marriage equality.
Yeah. I love her.
I love Kate McKinnon playing her on SNL because I'm old enough and still watch SNL. All right, back to the news.
So you, John, do you feel like who cares? This isn't going to make any difference because the NSA will continue to do it?
Or? Sure. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Who's going to know?
Who's going to know?
Yeah.
The FISA courts, but they can't talk.
They're just what's the point of doing all this collection? It's just for blackmail purposes.
You know, it's a really great story in The Week this week, and he does a callback to Cory Doctorow. Let me see if I can find it. Corey, I guess in one of his young adult novels, talks about the math that apparently even the NSA doesn't understand that demonstrates that these mass surveillance techniques just can't work. This is an article by Ryan Cooper, and I'll give you a thought experiment.
I love those.
My Chrome crashed. I'll give you a thought experiment. Let me try that again. What if you had a technique?
Put on your thinking cap.
Put on your thinking cap. I'm Peter Pan. What if you had a technique that could detect terrorists with 99.9% accuracy?
So, like Minority Report.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if
what
such
could
a thing.
Go wrong?
I don't know if such a thing worked. But what if you could
possibly
going
go
through these mass things, you could detect with 99.9% accuracy. The problem that Cory Doctorow raises is that if you search for every million records you collect, you're going to have 1,000 false positives. That is, people who are 1,000, which is 1/1,000th of a million, people who are not terrorists but are flagged as terrorists. Those people, every single one of them, the FBI has to investigate. And in fact, that's exactly the problem with this mass surveillance. Bruce Schneier, in his new book, says in the years after 9/11, the NSA passed to the FBI thousands of tips per month. Every one of them turned out to be a false alarm, which is about what you'd expect. Even if you had 99.9% accuracy, the cost was enormous and ended up frustrating the FBI. The agents were obligated to investigate all the tips. Schneier says, also writes, we saw this with the suspicious activity reports or SAR database. Tens of thousands of reports, zero actual results. And all the telephone metadata the NSA collected led to just one success, the conviction of a taxi driver who sent $8,500 to a Somali group that posed no direct threat to the U.S. And Schneier says,
this is one of the examples that they hold up before Congress.
Yeah, see, it worked.
Yeah.
And so Schneier says that was probably trumped up so the NSA could have better talking points in front of Congress. So a simple math would tell you that the mass collection of data is exactly the wrong thing to do because you're just creating more false positives that are almost impossible to track down. So whether it's constitutional or not, whether it's justified by the Patriot Act or not, it's probably the wrong thing to do. Right? There's a message for you, John. It says,
why would it be there?
It says, the 49ers have just drafted Joe Montana in the 8th round.
Well, that's the best they can do.
Pretty good. Okay, you guys obviously have nothing to say about
Joe Montana, I think, was in the first round.
Was he a first-round draft pick?
I think so, yeah. Wasn't the first pick, but I believe he was first round.
Out of Brigham Young.
No, that's the other guy. That's
Steve Young.
Steve Young.
Is he any related relation to Brigham?
Yes.
Oh, no, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the guy had like 90 wives or something.
In fact, I think we're all related to Brigham, actually, if you think about the math.
Oh, jeez.
If there were 99.9%. Of all the wives of Brigham Young.
Some Weisenheimer in here said she doesn't know who Joe Montana is.
Dude, I was a 49ers fan before you knew how to use the bathroom by yourself.
She's a 49er faithful.
Yes. Well, not anymore.
Are you the cousin of Auguste Dvorak, the man who invented the
Dvorak
keyboard? Really?
Yeah.
Dvoraks
are related.
See, for years, I asked you, relation to Antonin Dvorak, the great composer?
Totally related. Everybody's related. All Dvoraks.
Yeah, but, like, distantly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy's, like, you know, amounts to nothing.
Amounts to nothing. That's the phrase.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want to demean me. Uh-huh. So you brought this up.
I just want to know if it amounted to nothing.
I think it's fine if you want to do that. You do it constantly.
Are you bitter about something, John? Is there something you want to talk about?
You did ban him from the show.
Yes, yeah. That's why he's never on.
Well, I know Jolie was banned.
Yeah. Why was I banned?
I know why.
You can tell me. I'm a journalist.
You know why you were banned? Because you said, I don't want to do technology anymore. I thought, well, I guess I can't have her on.
Oh, so
I
could tell you. Interesting?
I could tell you.
Because I don't work in the technology field. And
if you want to know, I can tell you why you were banned. I know.
Okay. Here, you lean back there.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Just
the chat room has issues with her because she's a good-looking woman, and the chat room hates women.
Well, and I'm mouthy.
And she's mouthy. She should shut up.
The worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
I can.
Aaron says totally true.
How's that coffee taste, sweetheart?
is there a faint flavor of almonds in there? Just a hint of almonds? Yeah.
Almonds.
I love him dearly.
No, Aaron is a sweetheart, and you're a sweetheart. You two are great. You play a character, but you play her well.
And she is a character.
You are a character. Nothing wrong with that. God, help me now. Just take me away, please.
So JCD is throwing us under the bus.
Yeah. The chat room does not, in fact, determine who gets on the show, amazingly enough.
No. I know. I know the truth. I've been here long enough. I'm not an idiot.
Are you ready to wear... Oh, wait a minute. Let me get your Mao jackets.
So... Oh, yeah, my Mao jackets.
I don't want to forget this time.
Yeah, you keep forgetting.
Talk amongst yourselves.
So how you doing?
Fabulous.
Are you keeping up with technology at all?
No.
Okay, good.
I think there's that's no obvious from this conversation.
Well, I know, but Aaron, I can't imagine what kind of things you talk about at the dinner table. Well, you're cooking because you like to cook.
I am.
And so you cook, and then he sits down and he just plays on his laptop. He doesn't do anything. He never says hello.
No, we talk about things, like normal people things.
Normal
like...
people thing would be, so my son, who is a pretty good coder, he goes out and he floats around for jobs. So apparently he went to Oracle, mm-hmm. and he had a really good interview. And then his buddy who's back there says, what did you think? Well, they liked you, except they were concerned that you had outside interests.
Wow. Not outside interests.
That's hardly allowed.
Well, you don't want anybody with any such interests.
Now, what are these?
This is the strangest shipment I ever got. The huge box from China.
From China,
and it was addressed to me, but then I looked inside and it said for John C. Dvorak.
Three of these?
Three Mao suits. And not just
seriously?
Like, not like costume wear. This is like high quality.
The real deal.
These are beautiful.
All right, go to the little boy's room and get changed.
I know why they did why this happened.
Look at this. These are gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
This is like the real deal. And some of these are quilted for winter.
I am surprised.
Is this double knit polyester?
No, I think this is wool.
Probably wool's cheaper.
No,
this is from
it's
from a tailor.
Double knit.
Well, here.
Look, because it has
double knit. Oh,
well,
Try this one.
This is the real deal. I think this one's the quilted one.
I don't know.
Would you? Let's all three of them put them on.
That's beautiful.
Right now.
It's felty. Oh, my.
Isn't that nice?
Let's go dress in mouse suits and talk about Apple.
Well, when he takes the next commercial break, the two of us will do that.
Okay. So do you know why you got three? I mean, this is from a tailor. These are like tailored.
Yeah.
These aren't like costume wear. This is the real deal.
The real deal. Well, I know where this came from. Ooh, what's this? I have this standing story that the first time I went to China, before they started to become China, of today's ilk of China, in 96, I believe, maybe earlier, I wrote about and bitched continuously about when I was back there with Paul Somerset that we went to buy some Mao jackets and the Chinese were there. The first time you go to China, they're all wearing Hawaiian shirts. They kind of look like you. They're wearing Hawaiian shirts. There's not a Mao jacket to be had, and you bring it up to somebody and say, oh, those are all shipped to the peasants and the farms.
Oh, my God.
You can't get a Mao jacket. You can now, obviously.
You have three.
And so I bitched about this.
Of the
next
best
thing you know,
quality.
I got three Mao jackets.
And I hope they fit.
This is what complaining always pays off.
The tailor is, it says Yin Hai, but the tailor.
Yeah, that just may be the thing.
That may just be the bag.
Was there
Look
no
at that
note?
One. I mean, this is a suit.
Yeah, good. I'll be wearing that from now on when I come on the show.
I think you should wear this every time.
Yeah.
I tried them on. They fit me, but but a little tight. So I think they'll probably fit you perfectly. They, obviously, they have your measurements. Did you publish those at some point?
No, they just took a guess.
They guessed well.
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried one on yet.
But there was no letter inside or anything. I just deduced that it was for you because it said your name on the bill.
That would do it, yes, if it has my
and,
name.
And I had no reason to think anybody would send me Mao jackets.
Well, so I
meant to give these to you the last time you were here, which was just a few weeks ago, if you might remember.
It was a month ago.
Which is a lot for somebody who's been banned. But I forgot to give them to you last time, so please take
them. Okay, I'm not totally banned.
You're not banned at all.
But
totally.
She is.
Yeah, she's totally banned. You're banned.
Because I'm here.
What are you doing here? Didn't you know? You're banned.
I got buns in the trunk. Referring to my hot cross buns that I keep in the trunk.
Don't, I'm not even
going
to bring it up.
Go for it, Leo. Say something. Say anything.
Why do you torture me? Why do you torture me like this?
Okay. Can we talk for a second about Oculus Rift?
Pick something. Anything.
I want to talk about Oculus Rift.
Are you excited? Have you worn the Rift yet?
Look at me. Do you think that
somehow I don't feel that you would be
I have
a fan of it.
Tell,
we both.
Tell
I
me
have
all about
one.
It,
had one. I gave it to Chris.
Dynamite.
Tell
really?
Me
are you excited about it?
Well, the one I saw, which I don't know if it's even the one I'm supposed to see, is Dynamite. I mean, it's nothing
did it,
I wanted.
Did it not make you nauseous?
No, not at all.
It made me nauseous.
Yeah, but you have your eyesight is different than the average.
It's true.
Person.
I don't have normal eyesight.
Right.
I have the eyes of an eagle.
Oh, good for you.
Without the focus.
Oh, wait a minute. Oculus warned Sony to solve motion sickness before launching a VR headset.
I guess other people
I guess
sick.
Other people have
That's
bad
some
eyes.
Shade.
So I have played with Oculus both the headset that the Kickstarter project cuz I donated and got the original. I don't think I've used the latest one, which is a higher frame rate and higher resolution. Although somebody brought one in. Remember, I don't know if you remember, we did a 3D virtual reality fighting game, and I had a stick, and I was wearing a Rift. That's when I got really nauseous. I was going through terrain and fighting and shooting.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
And then, of course, I've used the more recent Gear VRs, the Samsung. That's also Oculus Rift technology, although you put a Galaxy Note 4 or now an S6 in this $200 holder, basically.
Right.
And the software does it. And, of course, I've used Google's Cardboard VR, which does not make me nauseous.
Google doesn't make you nauseous?
No, I love Google. You know that.
Hail Google.
Apparently, Facebook, which bought Oculus Rift, there's a rumor. This is from The Guardian, which I think, you know, they won a Pulitzer Prize once. So I think they're pretty...
Can't be wrong.
Can't be wrong. Apparently, we'll ship early 2016, like 6 months from now.
Mm.
7 months from now.
I believe that's the device I
think they'll
this
hold
the
off
one?
Until F8, personally.
F8 is the developer conference, which just happened, so it'd be a full year from
Wait,
right
hold
now.
On. Oh, it was tweeted by
It was tweeted by VP of Product at
so
Oculus.
So it's not
here.
A report.
Yeah. Extremely excited to announce the Oculus Rift will be shipping Q1 2016. We can't wait to get it in your hands. Now, I've used the Gear, and I think the Gear is interesting.
Apparently, you, according to the chat room, have been predicting 3D porn.
Predicting? I've
Duh.
Used it.
What? Let's hear more about that. No,
so,
I'm really curious.
There are websites now. I'm sorry about this.
This
Lucas,
is actually...
Is that your name, Lucas?
He's yeah. now...
Let's
he's
just
frightened.
Call them
he's,
naughty films.
Cover his ears.
He's...
Let's keep it clean.
I'll see if I can do this with a...
family
veil.
You
fashion.
Can. You don't have to bounce so much.
You can tell I'm a little, I'm jiggling my leg.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
It's pretty obvious.
You want to see my heart rate? Oh, wait a minute.
I'm good.
John's got my
Hail
heart.
Apple.
So with the Gear VR, there are websites you can go to. I didn't watch a whole movie. There were trailers of adult content for the Gear VR.
Hmm.
And I watched a few different trailers. Most of them are first person. But what's interesting, you know what I'm saying?
Nice
I
look.
I do.
So, but what's interesting is you could be in a male or a female in it. I tried both.
Is there a button you can push? And you tried both?
I assume
both?
This is all heteronormative.
Well, I wouldn't assume that. The three I saw
hetero-abnormative.
Were. But although, is it normative for me to play the woman?
She's got...
No.
Yeah, there you go.
So
Good
I think
for
you
for
could,
letting
you
your
could,
freak flag
Oh, I
want to
try it. And it's kind of it's very vivid.
Oh, really?
Because you're wearing the thing. They must record it with. In fact, I've seen Scoble has
Scoble
a device that has multiple GoPros. It's like a Gandalf's wand with about six GoPros on top of it. And that's what you would use. So it records, and because the GoPro is pretty wide angle, it records basically a sphere.
Yeah.
And that, so they must have been, the guy must have had that, like been holding it like this. And then, so you put on the helmet and you're there. And you can look up, you can look, look down, you can look left, you can look right. You're actually in the scene as it would look like as you were there.
How long did you stay?
Well, it was a short. It was a trailer, so only
a minute. It was just a trailer.
But you watched three of them.
It was fairly, yes.
I watched all of them.
No, it's actually, how can I say that? It's pretty compelling.
Yeah?
I don't know if it would. It might be gimmicky. It's probably something you wouldn't do all the time, but it is surprisingly immersive.
You only need a few minutes.
Do you remember that quote by the dude from The Big Lebowski when he's talking to Jackie Treehorn and he says, cover the kid's ears. I prefer to manually. Call me old fashioned.
Well, there's nothing to say you couldn't. It's just input, but I thought it was very interesting. And that is going to be a big category. But as you know, that's what often drives.
No, don't say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Is that a trope that's kind of
it's bullcrap? Yeah.
It's bullcrap. Didn't it drive VCRs? Didn't it in fact kill Beta because Beta did not allow adult material? Didn't it kill
the reason VHS? S took over because you could record a whole football game. You couldn't do that with Beta.
Maybe. All right.
Sure I've always found that this argument is bogus. Yeah. All the hottest technology all comes from porn.
I agree. It's an overgeneralization, but there's some truth to it. Electronic payments, micropayments.
I think it might be more accurate to say if you're going for causation, the pornography industry looks to exploit new technology before a lot of others would.
They rush to it.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that they're making it happen.
No. On the other hand,
just happened to be
an influx of money into any technology is going to help foster that technology. Why am I wearing this hat?
Because
it's your thinking cap. You can get rid of that.
How did that happen? Okay. I am much more interested by augmented reality instead of virtual reality because I feel like that's where you're actually still wearing a visor, but you see what's going on. You see the world around you, and superimposed upon it is a user interface. This is something Microsoft's been showing with HoloLens. In fact, that'll be coming out sometime this year, they said, later in the fall probably. They did show it, and we talked about this before, at Build a couple of weeks ago, and Paul Theroux was very disappointed because it was kind of a narrow field of view. Like the AR was as big as like a little raccoon visor thing. But
interesting.
I think that's more compelling to me. It's not good for adult material, obviously. You'd want immersive for that. And for movies and some gaming, you'd want immersive. If they can get over the nausea factor. But other than that, what are you? You're hanging
your
head.
It's the nausea factor. Just kidding.
It would make you nauseous. No. Let's forget John.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to talk amongst yourselves.
I found it interesting to be the girl in this scenario.
With the dude?
Oh, yeah. Now you're concerned.
Okay. It's not that interesting, honey.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, Eric.
No.
Windows 10. Let's talk some more.
I have shamed my family today.
No, I love Aaron. You know what?
I love him too.
I think he's a great guy.
He is the light of my life.
I can see why.
He treats me like a queen for no good reason.
He's darling. And, but he's also a damn lucky fella. And we all agree on that. Right, Aaron?
Yep.
Our show today brought to you. In fact, I've got a great product for the two of you.
Oh,
here we go.
Lay it on me.
It's not an audiobook. It's a Casper mattress.
Oh.
Have you heard Howard Stern do the ads for these? Because he does go there. But I'm not going to go there because I'm a nice person. And
this
I'm
is
an
a
adult.
Family show.
I don't think it is anymore. But Casper had a problem, which is they knew they could make the best mattresses ever. Made in the United States, made out of high-quality memory foam and latex. Really comfortable, firm, but giving, just like a good husband. But, that's for you. I did that for your benefit.
Thank you, darling.
Are you firm but giving, Aaron? Absolutely. But
I don't even know what that means.
The problem is nobody's going to buy a mattress online, right? Because you got to try before you buy. But let me say this to you. In fact, do we have the video? Because I got my Casper mattress. Lying on a mattress in the showroom is no way to try a mattress. I could just see you and Aaron. You want to buy a new mattress. Have you ever bought a mattress? In a showroom, You're lying. Yes. The shop girl's looking at you. You're in broad daylight. There's other people. You can't really figure out if that mattress is what you want to sleep
on. Unless you are a bold, interesting personality. You have to be, and you just don't care what
bolder
other people think
than me. So here's the deal. You get to try this for 100 nights. Casper offers free delivery, painless returns within the 100-day period. Look, you don't have to try a mattress out in the showroom. They understand there's no way they could sell mattresses online unless they let you try them at home and for 100 days. And believe me, it's easy to return it, but you're not going to want to. It's the best mattress you ever had. Get a Casper mattress. Very affordable, too, because there's no showroom. $500 for a twin, $950 for a king size. I would like to send you and Aaron a Casper mattress for you to try.
Well, he has neck problems and back spasms. And
oh, Aaron, please, let me send you one. And you can report, absolutely, honestly report back.
Well, we can buy one.
You're
going to
love it. You're going to love the Casper mattress.
Do you want to try one,
darling? In fact, if you do, use the offer code TWIT.
No.
We'll get you one.
I'm a journalist.
Well, you can't. You're not allowed to have
it. I'm not a journalist anymore, actually. I'm not, but
this
I'm
is
a woman
a wearable.
Of integrity.
A mattress is a wearable.
Just give it to Aaron. Don't give it to her.
I'll give it to Aaron. Okay. Aaron, go to Casper.com/twit. Use the promo code TWIT. $50 off. And if you guys wanted one, I would send you one. I'd be glad to send you one. Because my son has one in college. He adores it. We've sent one. I can't remember which host.
He adores it?
Yeah. Hmm. You will not want to return this. You will love it. Casper.com/twit. Use the offer code TWIT for $50. Bucks off.
Dollars. Sorry. There we go.
I'm just teasing you.
That's great. Is it as nice as the Sofitel beds? I love their beds.
Don't you love those?
Yes.
Do you prefer the W or the Sofitel?
Sofitel. The W is a brothel.
You don't like the heavenly bed at the W's?
What
it's a brothel?
What did she say?
Yes. The W. Anytime I walk into a W, I always see...
Remember Lucas.
Ladies of the evening. Peddling their wares.
Those are just women who...
What
night,
town are you talking about?
Who are very fond of snow.
They're fond of snow. I get it.
Yep, we got it. Brothels.
So it's winter, right?
Yeah, it's
winter.
Cold.
And it's chilly.
Bunnies,
so they're
we call them.
Right.
Yes. So sorry.
Yeah, where? The mark wants to know where. Some wise ass in that chat room.
Did you know that the NSA actually has a program... called Skynet, according to Edward Snowden.
Why not?
Register my shock.
You know what's funny is that obviously there are people at the NSA. I think in almost every case these are patriots who are trying to protect the United States. Maybe they go a little far, in my opinion, but they're doing what they think is the right thing to do to protect the United States.
Well, define patriot.
They want to protect the U.S. against terrorism, right?
Who doesn't?
Right. Well, lots of people maybe don't care. Terrorists. But I'm just saying, they're not doing this for nefarious reasons. They think this is the best way to protect the U.S. But they have a sense of humor about it, so they call one of their... They have funny names for their programs, but Skynet.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's kind of humorous.
Yeah, well, it's humorous for sure.
I think
but
it's self-awareness in a way, right? They're saying, we know what we're doing. And Skynet, of course, was the machines that rule the world in the Terminator movies.
Right, they took over.
They took over, and it's called Skynet. Skynet, by the way, according to the Terminator canon, was turned on, I think, last year. So, just saying.
Good to know.
Right on.
All right, next.
I feel like you're an insatiable information maw that just needs to be fed.
Yeah, that's me.
Let me find some more for you. The feds, however, there was one piece of good news, one piece of bad news. We've also found out the feds no longer need a warrant to search your phone location records.
Now, this is a district court.
Yes.
This issue has been going on for years.
That's right.
I think it's another case for the Supreme Court.
It will be. I'm sure the Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit ruled the government does not need a warrant to search wireless carriers' cell phone records. That's a reversal of a much better decision from last year.
Yes.
The case focuses on a fellow named Cortavius Davis, who was accused of armed robbery. Prosecutors tracked Cortavius using location records obtained from his phone carrier, Metro PCS. 11,000 location records. Davis's lawyers said the records are inadmissible because they're obtained without a warrant or probable cause, violating his Fourth Amendment rights. Court said government only has to meet the standard for records obtainable under the Stored Communications Act. So the bar that the government has to live up to is there has to be this is very strange language, specific and articulable facts showing that there are reasonable grounds to believe the records are relevant and material.
Isn't that probable cause?
Nah.
No?
It's, I think, a lower standard, but that's the question. That's what the courts are being asked. That sounds like, so specific and articulable facts. Well, we think Quartarius is a robber, showing there are reasonable grounds to believe he was seen in the vicinity.
He has
more money than he ought to. Relevant material to an ongoing criminal investigation. We're investigating these robberies. I think that you don't need much of a standard to do that.
Are you sure? It's all circumstantial, and circumstantial evidence is kind of like
that's
not
right.
what we base our justice
that's
system
right.
on.
It's circumstantial.
No, that's not true.
You know, in
people
theory.
Go to jail. People
theory.
Go to jail for circumstantial.
Most cases are circumstantial.
Yeah. Because unless you were there, Aaron Hernandez, that was circumstantial, right? Unless you were there and you saw it happen.
Well, did you talk about on this show, this particular story, your SSDs losing data?
No, I did not. Would you like to talk about that?
Well, more than what you're talking about now, which seems a little dull.
I thought you, as a civil libertarian, would be excited about this. But let's know.
No, I'm a civil libertarian. A minute ago, as a Republican right winger.
Same thing.
Test your SSDs or risk massive loss of data, researchers warn. Now, the reason I want to bring this up is because you used to have this theory. Oh, you know, if you're not refreshing your hard drive all the time, they're going to just going to go away. All the magnetism.
No.
You used to do this.
Cosmic rays. Remember that?
No. All I know is that you used to be a big believer.
In refreshing your hard drive.
Yes.
In those days, maybe you did.
Nah. But this... SSDs, I mean, flash memory is a risky technology to begin with. It wears out, which a lot of people don't realize.
And or now, experience.
Now, well, I've experienced it with two compact.
They've worn out?
No, they just blew up. Yeah. But they do wear out.
This is a weird study, and I actually am very curious about this. It's fairly old. It comes from March 2013.
Oh.
Yeah, it's old.
So I don't find it compelling because have you lost a lot of data?
I'm just saying. I mean, this is more interesting than discussing the civil rights.
I'm sure in 2013 it was fascinating.
Okay. No. It's just
wait a minute.
Story.
Now they've drafted Steve Young, first round draft pick out of Brigham Young.
I got the story on the New York Times site.
Oh, Lord.
Right here. You want to see it? Look.
You know, it's this. Have you noticed this happens a lot in the tech blogosphere, that old story, somebody like finds an old story and thinks it's new and publishes an article about it. And then everybody else, instead of researching it or finding anything more about it, says,
they reblog it.
And they soon it's a new story again.
Yeah. Yes, and so is this one. Here's another one on the New York Times.
Okay.
The Obama Presidential Library will be on the south side of Chicago. Who?
That's
what
news?
Is this?
Is that not true?
Well, I mean, it's not new.
It is, but...
Okay.
So the International Business Times, that bastion of journalism, the IBT, they own Newsweek, too, by the way.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. Is reporting May 8th, 2015... SSDs lose data if left without power for just 7 days.
That's the exact rehash
of the 2013 story.
Yeah, it's a lie, by the way.
It's not even true.
They will blow up. The SSD has two problems.
I have not experienced these, but
it will.
Every one of my computers has an SSD on it.
One, they'll either crap out because the controller goes bad and blows up.
All hard drives.
And the second one is it will wear out.
Can we talk about something awesome?
Please.
On June 1st, I am going to Facebook's headquarters with a bunch of drag queens to protest real name policy.
Good for you, because apparently the only people who don't like Facebook's real name policy are drag queens.
No. It's people who have been sexually assaulted.
So they want to be on Facebook, but they don't want to be in public.
Yeah. It's people who are trying to escape from abusive partners.
Right.
It's people like me.
You don't want to use your real name?
I don't use my real name.
Jolie Odell's not who you are?
No, it's not.
Are you an impersonator?
I'm protecting my family.
Rightly so.
So they don't get harassed when these trolls in the chat room start threatening.
Leo LaPorte's not my real name. but it hasn't
it's
stopped.
It's Dolores, isn't it?
It's Dolores.
Okay.
Can I be one of the drag queens that comes with you?
It's a lot of transgender people. Yes, honey, we will turn you out.
I think that would be good reportage.
I think so.
I could go and I could say, Mark.
No.
Mark, this is Leo Laporte, and I've finally entered the sanctorum of Facebook.
Have you not been there?
She drove this show off the road.
No, John. It's very relevant. The real name policy affects trans people all over the place. Often they're living their life. Bruce Jenner, for example, if he had a Facebook profile that anybody could find or know about, when he decides to change his name, then she will have to prove to Facebook that she has all the documentation for that.
Why doesn't he just start a new page? See, I don't use Facebook.
A new Facebook account?
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was interesting. Bruce Jenner doesn't want to change his name. He wants to continue as Bruce.
Until
it changes.
Until they pick out a new name.
But you think he will change his name? Now, why are we talking about Bruce Jenner? This is, I'm working on the makeup job. I think I've got it down pretty well.
Is this an app or is this
That's an app.
That's an app?
Is it Perfect 360?
No, it's from L'Oreal. It's their makeup app. You choose the makeup.
This is very disturbing, Leo.
It's extremely disturbing.
I have something to show you.
It's extremely disturbing. So L'Oreal makes this program. It's done in real time. I'm moving around, and the eyeliner and the mascara and the lipstick is all moving around.
Where's Lisa?
She did it. This is her Instagram.
That makes sense.
She did it to me. Yeah, she likes to humiliate me, just like you, John.
I do nothing. I'm just sitting here passively.
This is
enjoying.
Not passively enough, my friend.
Just enjoying.
Enjoying the nuts.
Nuts.
Enjoying the nice warm nuts.
Here, I did that to Aaron.
Oh, you did the same thing?
All right, Aaron's now going to be humiliated.
But this is not. Sorry, honey. I love you
But this
so
is not
much.
An app. This is actual real.
That's
no, this
him,
is
yeah.
an app.
Oh, that is an app.
It's called Perfect 360.
That's the way Aaron normally looks, actually.
So, and this looks better than that.
It looks good.
It looks better than...
Was it in black and white originally, or you decided
no,
to?
No, I did that.
It would be really too offensive.
Isn't he adorable?
Color. He's very... He makes
Except
a lovely
for the stubble.
One. So you're going to go with the with drag queens to the
yes,
Facebook
I am.
To say...
Absolutely.
We don't... And I think this is completely legitimate.
Choose what names they want.
But don't you think there's a benefit to a real names policy in that when you're using your real name, you're less likely to be evil?
Oh, that's
evil?
Not true.
Here's
not
what
true.
I think.
Bullying on Facebook.
That's true.
Here's what I
such
think.
A thing. And the people who are doing the bullying don't care if they're known as bullies. They're just
my
buttheads.
Thinking. Get off Facebook.
There isn't
it's
really a need
crap,
or a right to be on Facebook.
It is a crappy service that is unhealthy for everybody. People are standing on it. They're on Facebook all day.
Are you not on Facebook?
Nope.
I keep in touch with my family on Facebook.
That's why
it's
people stay on Facebook.
It's the only reason I use it.
That's why people stay on Facebook, because it's a way to stay in touch with family or friends. Or mm-hmm. And I think you're right, John. I think a lot of people feel bad about being on Facebook and know that that's a kind of not a great experience. And yet it's such a – I'll tell you where it was a huge benefit is after the Nepal quake. That Facebook has a safety check, facebook.com/safety check. If you are in a disaster area, the next time you log on to Facebook, it would say, we see you, you know, you're in Nepal in Kathmandu. Let your friends and family know you're okay with a status update. And it turns out I have friends who have friends in Nepal.
How would they do this? How would they let them let Facebook on the cell phone that they could actually call their
That's
friends
exactly
with?
That's exactly right. Apparently,
and you
I
can't say, hello,
this.
Mom, I'm okay. That's no good. You have to post it on Facebook.
Well, it first of all, puts it out faster, puts it out more.
Faster
generally.
Than calling?
Well, you can't call all your friends. You might call your mom. You should call your mom. Call your mom. It's Mother's Day.
Yes, please.
Yes. But
unless she's passed on or you don't speak to her for reasons.
I sense a
Leo.
Deep current of unhappiness.
Leo.
Yes.
No, please continue with your little show.
Why Odell? Like the farmer in the Dell?
That's my family name.
Oh,
my
so
father's
it wasn't a made up name. It was
no,
a name.
It's, not.
It's just not your generally used name.
She probably uses a pseudonym when she checks into hotels.
What
are you saying?
That's what I said.
I always use the name Johnny Depp when I check out.
Johnny Depp.
I find it's much more likely I'll
I
have...
heard Johnny Depp's in here. Yeah. Nice try.
I think it's the wrong
Hello. Yeah, I'm Johnny Depp.
Yeah, what do you want? What would my... if I went as a drag queen, what would my name be?
Well, my drag name, I do bio queen, faux queen. It's when a girl dresses up as a drag queen.
Right.
Is Jolie Le Queer. So you would be my drag daughter, part of the House of LaQueer, and you would
Can I be Leo LaQueer?
Leo LaQueer or Leo...
Leah.
Leah LaQueer.
Leah.
Or, yeah, that would be
or
good,
Lola.
Too. Lola. I like Lola. You look LaQueer. Like a Lola, especially in that picture.
It spills off the tongue. It's so melodious. Yeah. I've got a wig LaQueer. For you, darling.
To give you something to do.
Yeah.
June 1st. We're going to make it happen. We're going to force change.
My experience, and I've done many of these, is it doesn't change anything at all. They just go, that's so annoying. Get out of here. But if you think it would make a difference.
What do you mean? You've gone to Facebook in a protest?
Protests. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Or you just
I haven't
protests
done a protest since 9/11.
What did you protest at 9/11?
Well, let's see.
Did you protest terrorism?
You know.
I hate those terrorists.
I like Lola.
In college, and using a lot of drugs. I have no idea what I was doing.
Oh,
but we went to the Freedom Plaza in D.C., and we were protesting something.
I hate terrorists.
No, actually.
No, more terrorists.
I remember
no,
what
more
it was.
Terrorists.
We were doing...
Hey, Osama bin Laden, how many people did you kill today? Hey.
Oh, God.
That's terrible.
Well, it's just a protest against
no,
terrorists.
No, I mean,
sorry,
you're out of rhythm. There's no rhyme.
I made it up on the fly. Do you remember? You and I, probably at the same time, were chanting, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today?
No, I didn't do that.
Because you were probably the young Republicans.
No, I was a Democrat back
then. I know. You were in the free speech movement.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah. Mario Savio and you were like this.
Well, I don't know about that.
So, in fact, you know, we found out later, Johnson hated that. It really bothered him.
Well,
no,
yeah.
Johnson was a complete screwball.
But at the same time, he had heart.
He
was
did,
a
huh?
big guy with heart.
Mm.
And that chant... He specifically referred to that, I think, on one of the Johnson tapes that Michael Beschloss published, that he hated that chant because it really hurt his feelings.
Oh, poor guy. Hurt his feelings.
Seriously.
Tesla's battery grabbed $800 million in its first week, the Powerwall. Now, come on, you're excited about this, aren't
God,
you?
No.
I could be.
She could be. Talk to her.
Elon's going to be my next ex-husband.
I love Elon Musk.
Love you, darling.
Yeah.
So much.
No, you explain to you.
You already
Aaron, tell me.
You already too.
Aaron will
him.
Be your next ex-husband. Elon will be your next after one ex-husband.
Next ex-husband.
First, you've got to get rid of Aaron, unless you're going to be a bigamist.
Well, no, honey. I'm going to be a rich widow. Remember?
Oh, he's going to die.
I would be careful,
God
Aaron.
Forbid.
Separate bedrooms, my advice.
How's that coffee tasting, Aaron?
We'll take the twin mattresses.
A little like bitter almonds. Tesla can get the twins. Do you want the twins? Or do you want the queen or the king? They have a California
king.
Keep
an eye on the cutlery. That's my advice.
I have to apologize to all of you here in studio who thought you would be coming to one of the classic Twit episodes.
I'm so sorry, guys.
And instead, Lucas, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I blame him because I was expecting to have other guests besides the two of us. And because I know that Jolie and I just pick on him.
Well, who else would I was, you know, I was really, who did we have, Jason, originally? We had planned somebody. And I said, no, you better not. That poor guy will be just, like, suffering the whole
That's
time.
What we had in mind. That would have been fun.
Oh, man, I'm looking
so
for
it. He doesn't know what he's in
Whoever
for.
It was,
moved, yeah.
we canceled him. We said, you know, come next week.
Oh, I want to know who it was.
I'm looking, and it's no longer in the dock, actually.
We took it out. I can't remember. It was somebody good, Stephen Kovac or somebody. It was going to be good. Kovac would have been good with this crowd because I think he could have handled them.
Kovac?
Steve Kovac, you know him?
Yeah.
Business insider?
I don't know, maybe.
How old is he?
He's good looking. He's young. He's rich.
That doesn't help.
No. No. Is he young?
I don't know. Yeah, he's fairly young.
I don't know about that.
How old's Reggie?
Reg.
Who's Reg? Reg.
Reg Snodgrass. How quickly you forget.
I forget quite
Reg
fast.
Reg just had his birthday.
He did? How old is he?
I went to his birthday party.
Okay. Did you bring Aaron?
No, he's 39, I think. 39.
Comcast is hiring 5,500 new customer service employees.
Keep an eye on them.
And promise you, get this, $20 if technicians are late for appointments.
That's just ridiculous.
That's almost an insult.
You stay home all day.
4 hours, $20?
That's not
even minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
Huh.
Wait. No. Okay. Next story.
Nokia, as you may know, first sold its mobility division to Microsoft for, I don't know how many billions of $6 billion, I think. But they're still in business, oddly enough, even though the cell phones are what they're best known for. But they're actually a snow tire company. They make tires.
Well, the Nokia is still in Finland. It's a different company
now. Well, it's the same. It just doesn't do mobility. And they also own Here Maps. Now, the Maps division actually was, I think, a crown jewel. Who did they buy? They bought one of the other, was it Telenav? They bought one of the other big mapping companies. And the Here Maps are absolutely great. You can get them now on Android, but they are on Windows Phone.
I ran it. There's a place in Berkeley that's one of the mapping companies that works for Nokia.
Yeah.
And I ran into a guy at, I hate to admit it, I went there, Whole Foods. He was parked in the parking lot, and he had this crazy truck, whatever it was, out there. And I waited for him to come back, and I started discussing the whole thing with him and how Nokia's been doing this for a long time. And they have better technology than Google. And, in fact, their device is looks a little cooler. It doesn't have so many stupid cameras.
You mean how did he take this?
Yeah.
Because it sounds a little...
John always sounds that
crazy.
Way.
About what?
John always sounds that. It always sounds like he's like right. pulling your leg or...
Yeah. No, it's a fact. I have photos. I do. I have photos of the thing and the guy.
Navtech, is that who they bought? They bought Navtech.
No, anyway.
Oh, you could see it, in fact, if you look on the...
But they have a slightly different technology to map the areas.
So for the Street View.
Yeah, Street View.
Also available on Google's Android and iOS from Apple. And I do think that they do a great job. Let's zoom in on our studios here.
So what are we going to be using them for?
Well, this is what's interesting, because they're in play. Nokia says, we want to sell off the map division too, which... is interesting. Microsoft has a several-year deal to continue to use those maps, but that's the story, is that Uber apparently has offered as much as $3 billion.
Say Uber again.
Uber.
Uber.
Is that how you say it?
I say Uber.
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 Uber. So, no.
Uber has offered.
Uber.
$3 billion.
Here we go.
We'll do diction later. So the problem with Uber is that...
What?
Yeah, no, just a little vocal fry while you're at it.
You know, you guys must talk a lot about vocal fry.
We do.
The chat room is always saying vocal fry. What is vocal fry?
That's vocal fry is when you talk like this.
She's gonna show us.
When you talk like a Kardashian, you just get a little fry at the end.
I hate that fry.
Just go fry at the end.
I didn't like that when people talk like that.
It's the new up talk. You know?
It's up talk.
Now, if you've ever heard a person do up talk and fry, wow.
I come from the valley.
Yes, it's done. That's it.
I'm very good at driving.
Gag me with a spoon.
Gag me with a spoon.
What are we talking about? I actually want to talk about Uber and mapping.
Thank you.
I had it going. I had it shot at. I could have brought it back to watches. Hail Apple.
So we've actually been talking about who should buy Uber. Microsoft would be foolish to let Uber slip through their fingers, right? Because if Uber, they only have a couple more years. Here Maps. If Here Maps goes away, Microsoft has no map play. Bing Maps goes away. Apple maybe should buy them, because Apple, after all, they have maps, but they could use some better stuff.
I think the only reason you would use Bing Maps is if you had a Windows phone. I had a Windows phone. It was the only time I used Bing Maps.
I'll tell you another reason. Here Maps lets you download... So I can download all of the United States on my phone, and I now can do it in offline mode, which you could kind of do with Google Maps, but you have to...
Jesus, it's called an atlas.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use the Thompson Guide.
I drove coast to coast more times than I can count using an atlas.
An atlas?
An atlas.
An atlas, my friend.
Yeah.
She's turning out the old crank.
Atlas.
And a compass and the North Star.
Did I show you the compass on my...
I don't want to see your stupid
Android
watch.
Wear?
Pardon me. That was aggressive.
We're headed southeast.
It was terrible. Hail Apple.
Some might say we're headed downhill, but actually we're headed southeast.
we're headed downhill.
Do you guys use
You had
Uber?
It right the first time.
I do. I used it just the other night.
Have you noticed that when you're standing someplace and you don't set the location, you just assume that Uber knows where you
it
are?
It should know, yeah.
They're always waiting for you around the block.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think any mapping technology they can suck in.
Well, that's what we talked about this yesterday on the new screensaver.
With your mobile tracking device.
That, in fact, Uber is highly dependent on the Apple Maps on iOS or the Android Maps on Google Maps on Android. If either one of those should pull the plug, Uber would be out of business. So that's the rationale for Uber buying this. But this is going to be an expensive proposition. I mean, this is you've got some heavy duty people.
Well, they're
really
making
would like
money, are they not? I mean,
Uber.
Uber.
Uber is not making money.
Uber
is worth money.
Uh-huh.
They just went out for another $1.5 to $2 billion.
Oh, they're still raising.
Round.
Okay.
But
never
and
mind.
They're worth $50 billion at that value. That would be their valuation. $50 billion.
Okay. Huh. But they're still working with funny money.
You know, I asked Kevin yesterday, and he should know because he was at Google Ventures when they put the initial round in on Uber. And he says he wasn't sure if he thought not. They're probably not making money. But Uber is great, isn't it? Now, did you, when Uber was in the news for being really evil, sexist pigs?
Evil, sexist
pigs.
I had an experience.
She had an experience of the
hicks. I had an experience. I was riding along, and my Uber driver keeps looking in the rearview mirror. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted.
Here we go.
What kind of music do you like? Where do you like to go? You know, and then he said, my girlfriend would get so mad at me if she knew I said this, but you're really hot. And I was like, pull the car over. Lady's getting out.
Yeah, because that's
And then
scary.
I got out of the that's car and he scary. Drove away and I'm like, oh, I'm in the projects in heels.
That might have been a mistake.
No, you know what?
But that's why you're at risk.
I have no problem walking through the projects.
But that's the point.
I have a problem being in a car with a man who's hitting on
but
me
that's
in a really
why
gross
you're at risk.
Way.
And that's why you're at risk because you are in effect trapped in this car.
But you know what Uber did? I gave him a 1-star rating and I said the sexual harassment was unwarranted.
Good.
And they called me immediately.
Yeah.
And they said, we're so sorry. You know, we've taken the steps. Basically, they fired the guy. They fired him.
Did you get a credit, a money credit?
Okay. I did.
As long as that happens.
So they were extremely responsive. And I think the things that happen to women in Ubers happen to them in taxi cabs.
Well, I was just going
to
say,
street,
a cab is just
bus.
As bad. Yeah.
Oh, the bus is way, way worse.
And at least with Uber, you can rate him 1-star and get
You can report it and you can get out if you can.
Can't rate all the creeps in the bus.
You can't rate the creeps on the taxis. You don't even know who you're riding with.
Yeah. So you're an Uber fan then, I would guess.
I'm an Uber user.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't use Lyft because it's, people.
Ooh,
you have
people?
To fist bump them and stuff.
Do you?
It's
you have to fist bump
You have to
them?
Ride in the passenger seat.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'm sorry.
I only ride in the back.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm a fancy lady.
I always ride in the passenger seat.
Of a cab?
Anything. Well,
cabbies
if I can.
Cabbies hate that because they got to move the newspapers out of the way.
I can see where they were going. If something, we're going to hit something, I can duck. You know, if you're in the back seat, you're being thrown around. You can get killed back there.
I think it's more dangerous in the passenger, in the front passenger seat.
Nah, well, it might be.
Isn't that the suicide seat? Isn't that like the place you don't want to be? You can brace?
You can brace.
Do you put your head between your legs and brace?
No, I don't do that. I'm not that limber.
Me neither. I always laugh when they say that in the airplane, that you brace, but I can't get in the brace position. I could barely, not that limber.
Yeah. It happens.
Hey. This is something you might want to vote on in Congress. The next time you're a member of Congress, you might want to vote on this. Do you remember this has happened many times, that there are companies who will sue you if you put a bad review about the company online, on Yelp or somewhere. They actually go after you. There are even companies, ClearGear.com, that put this in their terms of service. So ClearGear... tried to charge a Utah company, $3,500 for a negative review they wrote on ripoffreport.com. The company demanded the couple take down their negative review because in their terms of service, ClearGear has this. Your acceptance of this sales contract prohibits you from taking any action that negatively impacts ClearGear.com. The couple said, we're not going to pay $3,500. ClearGear went to credit reporting agencies and tried to damage their credit, saying they owe us $3,500 and they won't pay. Now, the judge later threw this out, but Congress, four members of the House of Representatives, introduced legislation this week. The bill is the Consumer Review Freedom Act, and it would render null and void non-disparagement clauses like that. Okay. This is not the first time this has happened. Lots of companies have these non-disparagement clauses. You're not... Remember, what was it, the Vermont... was it a hotel or an inn that went after people that said bad things about them on Yelp?
Well, I mean, there's a case for libel if it's... You know, if it meets certain criteria.
But fair criticism of a
public establishment shouldn't be censored like that.
What was the French... Was it a French restaurant, Italian restaurant that got a bad review and they went after the blogger who wrote the bad review? If it's a bad restaurant, you have the right to review it poorly. This is, by the way, you'll like this, John, as a Republican, bipartisan.
I'm not a Republican.
What are you eating?
He's a socialist. Get with it.
Daryl Issa of California, Issa? Thank you. He's a Republican, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Sherman, Democrat from California. Blake Farenthold of Texas. He's a Republican. Eric Swalwell introduced the Consumer Review Freedom Act. This doesn't have a chance in hell of passing Congress. Probably, right?
Probably not. You're right.
But
But I'm reading the terms of service as you speak of Yelp right now, looking for
what does it say? But Yelp's where you put the disparagement. They're not going to have a non-disparagement.
They got
clause.
Content guidelines you got to deal with.
Libel, according to the lawyers in our chat room, requires two elements. It must be. Oh crap! That scrolled off. Oh well.
That was a good try.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Well, whatever it was fascinating. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
It must be with intent to harm.
Yes.
And it must be knowingly false. So you have to have intent. Yes. You also have to have the knowledge that it's wrong. So if I said, for instance, John C. Dvorak is a Democrat, that would be with intent to harm and knowingly false.
It wouldn't bother me. It doesn't harm me.
Call him a Republican again. I like that.
He gets his eyes flash. Our show today brought to you by this. You know, Dropbox.
Yeah, I was a Democrat and I was a Republican both.
But now you're an independent.
He voted for
because
Bush
you're bloody
twice.
Minded. Did you vote for Bush twice?
Yeah, he did. I heard it.
Where'd
on
you
the
hear
internet,
this from?
In the chat room.
Oh, the chat room. There were lies.
How would they even know?
I did not.
Why are you wearing my Apple Watch? Did you steal that?
Sleight of hand. Hail Apple.
How did you get that off my wrist? I wasn't paying attention, apparently. You all use Dropbox. Who doesn't? We all know and love Dropbox. But I tell you, in business, there's a better solution. Your employees use Dropbox. In fact, I did before we did Dropbox for business, I went around. Everybody was using their own personal account to share files with other employees. I was using my personal account. Dropbox for business, a much better solution. First of all, everybody on staff starts off with a terabyte. It's easy to get more information. Works just like the Dropbox your employees want to use, except there are tools for IT professionals. You get control. You have remote wipe, for instance. Employee leaves the company. They don't leave the company with your company documents. You can wipe it. Intuitive sharing and permission controls, complete audit logs. You know what's happening to the data, and you control that only the right people get access to the company data. It works with third-party security administration solutions, SIEM, DLP, eDiscovery. I love it. And by the way, if you're worried about privacy, you'll be glad to know Dropbox for Business uses encryption, not only for file data in transit, but also at rest, and segmentation, and hashing. The files are anonymized. There's even single sign-on, two-step verification. I use two-step with my Dropbox. Dropbox for Business. 4 million businesses around the world use Dropbox for Business, and we want you to try it. It's the better way to manage accounts, to manage billing, to have visibility and control over your data. I guarantee you, if you go around, your employees are using Dropbox already. Maybe it's time to have a corporate account. Dropbox for Business, it's very affordable and really works. Dropbox.com/twit. You'll get a free 14-day trial. Dropbox.com/twit. We converted over to it because everybody was using it. Have you changed that watch to Esperanto yet, or are you still working
on it? I don't know how to do it. This watch is too complicated for anybody.
It is actually insanely complicated. But don't think of it as a learning curve. Think of it as a discovery curve.
She wanted to see it a second ago, and then she all of a sudden got the willies.
Are you afraid you'll like it?
No, she's not going to like it. Are you kidding me?
No.
Come on, let's try it. Let her use it.
It's ugly.
You think that's ugly?
It's hideous.
That's the stainless steel with Milanese loop. That's a $700 watch.
How great. It's $700 worth of dog turd. It's ugly.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, Hail Apple.
Where's my... I have to unlock
$700
it.
So, worth of dog turd.
You want to have it. It has to fit a little bit tighter. What did you do?
What did I do?
It has to fit a little bit tighter. Wow, you have tiny wrists. It goes almost all the way around.
Because I'm a lady. Yeah.
It has to fit tightly enough to get a heart rate. Okay. Now, let me unlock it here for you. Hold on.
I got them full digits.
Okay, now it's all yours. Yeah, you push that little button on the side to get to do anything.
I do not use the Mickey Mouse face. I use the classic face.
I think the Mickey Mouse thing, all you got is like a $700 Mickey Mouse watch.
I know, it's kind of funny.
Really, no, what am I looking at here?
Is that wild? Here, put your hand over here so people can see.
Those are all apps.
This is the worst user interface. Can you see? Do you have the over-the-head shot?
This is garbage.
This is the worst user interface.
That's fantastic.
You can zoom
out. You can hit the
out.
New York Times, and the next thing really you know, you get an old story.
But you're not supposed to do that.
What you're supposed to do
is tilt the watch to your mouth and say, "Hey, Siri."
Okay, Google.
Okay.
You have no Starbucks.
Okay, chat room. What do you think of Jolie? Should she be banned? And put either banned or not banned on your answers. Here it comes. Banned or not banned.
Ban Leo.
Ban me.
Kill Siri. That's not what we're asking. Not banned. We got a not banned and an Andy Kaufman.
Do you really think that doesn't look good? Do you think that that's...
Not banned. No, I mean, look at it. They love Jolie today.
It's too big for you. But do you think that that does not look good on my wrist?
Look at all the not bans. They love you.
I should get my own show. God, what an awful idea. Yeah, I do.
What would you do on your show? What would the Jolie O'Dell show be?
Not banned. It's almost all not banned.
Why is Aaron laughing?
So why were you?
Because he gets the Jolie O'Dell show every day. He's happy to pass it on.
The Jolie O'Dell show.
Okay. Episode.
Jolie should be banned more often. What? I am enjoying her being banned.
See, look at this. Not banned. Aww.
I think she's great.
Does whatever the chat room says, that means she can come back.
I said I don't do what the chat room says.
No, that's not. We all know that's not
so, true. So what would the Jolie O'Dell show? What if you could do a think it's a weekly show, maybe audio and video. Mm-hmm. Could be on television, could be on the internet. What would you do?
I would probably like to talk about moral issues around technology, like privacy.
Moral issues.
Maintaining your personhood.
I like that.
The name change issue.
That's great.
And fun cultural stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Culture and morality around technology. Because we are still human, after all. We're not just a bunch of watches.
Right.
Except Hail Apple.
Are you wearing colored contact lenses, or is that your actual eye pupil?
No.
Yeah, because
I'm wearing colored contacts.
It's interesting.
They're huge. They're 15-millimeter Korean circle lenses.
So they make your eyes, like, bigger.
Bigger.
See, I want to look like a robot, not be a robot.
I just noticed that.
Enough flirting going on here.
I'm not flirting. I'm just fascinated.
Let me look into those giant eyeballs.
are you jealous?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, totally.
Justin, me. Okay.
I just noticed. So they're just slightly bigger. Not so big that you would notice, but that you would just have a good feeling.
It's very uncanny valley.
It is a little bit. You know, I
put it together with fake lashes and contouring. My husband's like, I can't look at you. This is disturbing. Please go wash your face.
So this is the Jolie O'Dell show.
Will not get rid of the eyeballs.
Go wash your face. You don't say that, Aaron.
He does.
Really?
He does. Here's the thing. He loves me when I wake up in the morning with no makeup.
That's what you want, right?
I would cry, but I'd ruin my makeup.
That's what you want. You want a guy who loves you when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, you do.
He's not convinced
of this. Because if he loves you, he'll bring you coffee, and you don't have to get up and get it yourself.
You know who I brought coffee this morning?
Who?
To my lovely wife, because it's Mother's Day.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, what I did is I made a cup of coffee. I gave it to her son, and I said, Michael, bring your mother her cup of coffee and kiss her and say you love her.
Oh.
He just snuck in the room. He was afraid of waking her up, put the coffee and ran out. She said, I heard him leaving. All right. I hope you have wished your mom a happy Mother's Day. Mom, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. John's mother's dead, so.
No thanks to you.
No, I'm sure that you're thinking of her right now.
Yeah.
And of course, Mimi, who's the mother of your children.
And also, you have your mother, who's actually a bigger fan of me.
She loves you.
Than she is.
Mom, you love. She says, that Dvorak boy.
That guy's funny.
He's so cute. He's cute as a button.
Yeah, about that.
And so, happy Mother's Day to Mimi.
Happy Mother's Day.
Are you doing anything?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy Mother's Day to whoever you wish a happy Mother's Day to, Jolie.
Happy Mother's Day, Aunt Ivy. You've been the best mother a girl could ever want.
Aunt Ivy, I love her.
I love her so much. I'd kill a grizzly bear for that woman.
Aww.
With my bare damn hands.
Aww. Well, thank you all for joining us. We do this show every Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 2200 UTC. If you want to watch live, do, because believe it or not, the show you're listening to now that's only about 15 minutes long was really 2 hours in the making. We cut all the good stuff out. So watching live, you get all the good stuff. If you can't watch live, though, that on-demand version is always available after the fact at our website, twit.tv. The new website's coming probably early June.
What's wrong with the old website?
Have you seen it?
I look at it once in a while. They click to a podcast, maybe.
Needs more interstitials. Yes.
More ads.
We don't do that, thank God.
Yeah.
No takeovers on our website. But twit.tv, that's where this show is. You can also get it on iTunes or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Nowadays, I was looking at our stats. Far more people watch the show on podcatchers on their mobile devices, including, of course, the Twit apps, which we don't write. We don't. Our community created, but thank you, guys. They do a great job. So make sure you find the mobile app, your podcast app, whatever, subscribe to the show. Very important. Just 2 days remain to get our Twit 10th anniversary t-shirt. These are really great. We have them for men and women in all sizes. But this is, as with all of our t-shirt sales, We're never going to sell these again. This is limited edition. So when it runs out in 2 days, that's your last chance. So go to Teespring, TEESpring.com/twit, and pick up as many as you can, because you're going to want to have that. That's the front with the 10 on the back. It's got the cute banner. Anthony Nielsen designed that. Did a nice job. It's Anthony's, right? I think Anthony designed that. Teespring.com/twit. We had a great week. If you missed any of it, take a look at the week gone by.
Previously on Twit.
You're welcome back, Steve.
Hey.
What is that? Triangulation. Neil Young is our guest. We're talking about music.
You either have 100% of the master or 5% of the master. Do the math. One's going to sound a lot better than the other. I want to hear the sound, the echo, the whole ambience of a recording. That's what we made, you know. Why not let people hear it?
Hey, thanks for having me back.
It's just been one of those kind of
The new screensavers.
You're a watch expert now. How did you get into watches?
Well, I'll tell you about that right now, actually. And this is my favorite watch.
Is it your dad's?
This is my dad's watch. Oh.
Senior editor at Business Insider. Welcome, Steve. I'm so sorry, Steve.
All about Android.
Google Plus is rolling out collections. So this allows Google Plus users to group their posts by topic.
Now I have a collection all about pie.
You're curating yourself.
When I follow Jason, can I say, just show me the pie? I just want the pie?
Or, yeah. Okay. So, I understand the music. I understand the kids. I'm just here for the pie. Yeah,
exactly.
Twit, now with half the calories.
Now, anyone who watches Windows Weekly knows that Mary Jo Foley has to drink anytime we say Hadoop. So Hadoop, 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 Hadoop. Mary Jo,
they sound like those seagulls in the mine.
Hadoop, Hadoop.
Hadoop, Hadoop, Hadoop. Do we have a week ahead? No week ahead. The week it's over. Time has stopped now. There will be no week ahead. Actually, there will be. There's just nothing of note. But of course.
Is it the rapture?
Could be.
Is that happening now?
So would you, if this were the rapture, would you be in this chair or would you be in the sky?
I would be up in heaven with my Lord Jesus Christ, and he would be like, dude, what have you been doing down there?
What have you been up to?
Come on.
But he's a forgiving God.
I'd be like, God, get in here. Come on.
Which is a good thing. I'm going to be stuck right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to but that's okay because population will be cut in half. Pollution will be solved. I'll be able to bicycle down the street. It's going to be great.
Yeah, the CPM will change, though.
You can go loot the grocery store, the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Maybe we could use churches as roller rinks or something like that.
Oh, Lord, forgive him. He knows not what he says.
I don't know what I'm saying. At this point,
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm completely drunk, and I had not a drop.
He has no, yeah, no.
No, it's going to be a good weekend. I'm sure we'll have great stuff.
You said something about me. You wanted me
John
to plug
No
Agenda Show.
You're going to be on the new screensaver soon. In a couple of weeks, I think you're going to co-host with me.
I may have to push that to June.
Oh, you're going to kill me. You're not going to do it, are you? You're just going to keep pushing it off.
No. That's not the way.
You're going to lead me on.
That's not the way I operate.
Okay, but we do want you to do that with us.
I watched the show.
And you know what? You would probably be pretty good on that show, too.
Which show?
It's a tech variety show.
From what I can tell, it's Twit standing up.
Yes.
That's a good description. Up. Have you seen the shoes?
Well, about this, you can wear flats.
Oh my God, those are hot.
Flats.
You can wear flats.
I'm
you don't need to wear those
woman.
Stilettos.
But I like them. They're fun.
Well, then you can wear stilettos.
You should try them. They make your butt look great.
I don't know about that. I'd fall over. Have you ever? Hey, will you quit looking?
You know what he looks good in? He looks good in Mao jackets. I want you to get that Mao suit.
Yeah, we'll wear that.
Really.
From now on,
off.
I'm coming in with the Mao suit.
John C. Un.
Dvorak.org/blog.
NoAgendaShow.com.
Twice weekly.
And stay tuned to ReadWrite.com.
Something big's happening
May
19th.
And
Jolie's going to be right smack.
She's
May 19th?
You're going to be doing video. You're going to be doing
right in the
a podcast.
It. It's going to be called the new news screensavers.
It's way bigger than that.
How can it be bigger than a podcast? So nothing's bigger than a podcast.
I forgot where I am. Excuse me.
The podcast is the biggest thing going.
This is not a podcast.
No, it's a netcast.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Help me.
It's a netcast.
Another Twit is in the can.